Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Baseball today at Huntington Park. Columbus Clippers beat Toledo 9-5. Cincinnati Reds will open a four-game weekend series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. Off day for the Cleveland Guardians, who took 2 of 3 from Cincinnati. They'll be Guardians back in action at home tomorrow with Arizona. Ohio State basketball today announcing a second exhibition game for the coming season. They will host Butler Sunday, October 25th. Golf opening round of the AIG Women's Open in England. Geno Thittakill, the leader at 7 under par, 2 strokes ahead of the field. PGA Rocket Classic in Detroit. Peter Malnati is atop the board at -9, 2 strokes up on Ryan Gerard and Ricky Fowler. Cincinnati Bengals say defensive end Shamar Stewart suffered a hyperextended left knee at training camp yesterday. Suffered no ligament damage. Stewart, who dealt with multiple injuries last season, is expected to miss several weeks. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, get out your name.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. I just cracked open my Fresca and I'm ready to go.
That slurp was aggressive.
Oh, it was the first sip. There's a lot of
saying if people had headphones on.
In the brim.
Liquid in the brim. You know what today is?
Yes, I do.
Too hot.
It's Too Hot Thursday. Teddy dazzles us with audio today. How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Too Hot Thursday. We got Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. He is in Chicago for the Big Ten meetings. He will join us at 3:30. Speaking of the Big Ten meetings, so I was a little proud of myself this week. Not proud of myself for much of anything. But
I'm just glad to hear you were proud about something.
But I was able to, on Monday, on my day off, went to the playground with Samantha, and she challenged me to do a pull-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't done one in 30-plus years.
30 years.
I got up there. I did 4 of them, and I was very proud of myself. And then I went back the next day, and I did 6.
Wow.
And my goal is to get up to 10. I know it's not a huge accomplishment, but for me...
No, I think 10's a nice...
For me, that's a nice
pull-up goal.
Accomplishment. And then I saw today... Jeremiah Smith was talking about his pull-up regimen.
Yeah, and his off-season workout and all that. He's whatever that label is, like Iron Buckeye or Golden Buckeye. He's the top. He's at the top of the totem pole when it comes to putting in the work and his body. He's a physical specimen, Mike.
I understand, but I think he was listening to the show on Tuesday, and I think he's trying to one-up me. Because all of a sudden, conversations about pull-ups just happened to come up. At the Big Ten Media Days, where Jeremiah Smith said that he recently did 48 in a row.
Yeah, that's...
I did 6. He did 48.
I believe that's 8 times in you. 8 up in you. Not 1 up in you. That's 6
he's
times
better than
8.
Me. Well, here's what I have to say to Jeremiah Smith.
He is.
Hold on a second. That's neither here nor there. Here's what I have to say to Jeremiah Smith. Jeremiah Smith, you and I are not
quite that different. Okay? We both do pull-ups. All right? And I got as much of a piece of that DB on the wide receiver block as you did. None.
Wow.
So there you go.
So
we're even, Steven.
And you also apparently have the market cornered on all things pull-ups now. You have some sort of perpetuity on any time pull-ups are mentioned.
I think it's a coincidence, that's all.
Huggies pull-ups?
Yeah, are you wearing pull-ups?
I'll need them pretty soon. Dion is. Coach Prime is.
No.
Those
are big boys. Those are Depends. Different brand.
The Huggies will fit me just fine.
Yeah. Now that actually would be one hell of a goal. You can squeeze your little ass into those.
No, but actually Jeremiah Smith said his goal was to do 50 and he only did 48. He's a bum.
Well, your goal is to do 10 and you can only do 6.
Well, I just started.
His goal is 50. He hit 48 and missed it by 2. Your goal is 10 and you've hit 6.
He's also a 20-year-old man.
So now we're going back and admitting and using the excuse. Oh, he's a football player.
He's a 20-year-old man.
He's a finely tuned athlete.
I'm not.
I mean, you could pass for a 20-year-old man with everything that you're doing. You're like a body by science right now.
Get the hell out of here.
You got pills and shots and creams and rags.
Rags?
We're using rags to rub you down. We're putting the creams.
I got a team of people.
We're putting the creams onto the rags.
I see.
We're buffing you. We're doing all sorts of things. We need a spritzer. We need all sorts of people working on you.
How you doing, Ted?
Still doing good, Mike.
You working tomorrow?
No.
No, huh?
No, not tomorrow.
You work on, you didn't work Tuesday either.
No, I didn't.
Sort of a weird schedule for you this week.
You work on Monday?
Work Monday.
I know.
Yeah, I was working on Monday. I was out doing pull-ups.
Oh.
Yeah, I was out in the field. It's what we called field reporting.
All 4 pull-ups?
That's right.
How long did that take? 9 seconds?
Mentally. You got to prepare.
You got to work your way up to that.
Got to prepare for the whole day. It's what I tell my wife all the time. She goes, you work 3 hours a day. I said, I don't work 3 hours a day. I work 24 hours a day. And 3 hours a day, it's showtime.
It's tough. The 3 hours are tough hours, too.
I'm just saying, I'm working all the time.
Yeah,
I got to come up with stupid little ideas. What do you think? They just pop in my head?
It's mentally taxing. You suffer for your work. You did the pull-ups for your work.
That's right.
Here we are breaking it down. And then Jeremiah Smith comes in. He's doing pull-ups. Now we got a segment.
Excuse me.
Boom. There's a show. That's a show. People are talking. People all over now.
People are talking.
Everybody's talking. Everyone's getting their pull-up bar dusted off. We're thinking about getting one mounted here at work.
I would love to do that. Because I would love to see Tyvus actually promise what he tells me he can do.
Tyvus, we better make sure we find the biggest, like, 2x4 studs or concrete walls, because I fear that he might bring that bar and rip the brackets right out of the wall. He just has that kind of girth to him.
Not because he's strong,
he just looks
girthy.
He just looks heavy. And not like in a horrible way, not like in a fat way. He's just, you look at him and you're like, man, that's a Mack truck.
When you're
ready
around,
to bring you down.
When you're around certain types of people all the time, like, you know, for 12 years, I worked with T-Bone. And I always said to myself, well, as long as,
yeah,
as long as I don't.
We love him.
Get up to that.
You mean like personality wise?
No. Then that's okay.
Right, yeah.
But then you leave and your wife looks at you and she's like, what's going on here? I said, well, you should see the other guy.
I don't see the other guy. I see you.
Right? And maybe that's what's happening with, what the hell's his name? Tyvus Powell. I forgot his name. Jesus Christ is right. I forgot his name.
Are you okay?
No.
You're withering away. You're not even the same man. Your body is withering away, and so is your mind.
So
you're going to be a walking Joe Biden here in a second. Oh, hey. Pull up. I did 3 of them before lunch.
Tyvus is hanging out with Cardell Jones. And so Tyvus looks at Cardell and says,
at least I'm not that.
I bet you Cardale's thinner than him
now. I don't think so.
I think Cardale's been going back the other way.
I think Cardell needs a rascal. That's what I think. And he can, by the way, because his rascals, you just say national champ on the side of it.
What is that, the 8-volt?
Yeah, it's electric too, so just like his car.
The one that the car that
the very car
that Tyvus borrows. Tyvus going to steal the Rascal once he starts using it too. He's going to get a matching one.
Tony Romo. Tony Romo got popped for OWI or OUI or whatever the hell it's called.
I don't know.
And people came to his defense saying he was very polite to the officer, and the officer was just very mean to him. The officer should be fired because she, you know, told him to turn around and put him in handcuffs.
I don't think she seemed all that mean. She just
I think the officer
was very loud on the freeway,
doing her job,
trying to get the point across.
You have a guy that refuses a breathalyzer test, and he failed the field sobriety test, according to you, and so it's probably protocol that he turns around and you put handcuffs on him. Well, it comes out today that there also was an open container of alcohol in the car with him, which I found funny because, you know, he had the line, oh, I'm coming from the golf course. You probably think I was drinking there. Like, no.
No.
That open bottle of Schlitz right there is why I think you've been drinking.
Oh, I didn't see that one, Jim.
I like how you went with the Schlitz instead of the Cougs. It's cheaper beer.
Line and Kugel?
Maybe. What about a Hams?
Like a good summer shandy there, Jim.
It amazes me, though, how many people are coming to his defense. It's like, well, he was very friendly. I said, yeah, a lot of people are friendly when they're drunk. What the hell does that mean?
I love how the internet lawyers, too. Like, I wouldn't have known, like, oh, she's not allowed to deny him a call to the lawyer. She can't do that. Apparently, you can. She did.
That's why
we
have
the different state laws.
That's why we have these body cameras.
That I know.
Right? I mean, she's got to be on the up and up because she's being filmed on this.
She's got to do her job. I would trust that she knew that that was something that she's able to stop. Can't call the lawyer. You're not under arrest yet.
This woman comes across drunks on Wisconsin roads.
Probably 5 times a day.
I'm just saying.
She probably gets tired of pulling drunks.
This is an every 5 minute occurrence.
There's probably a limit. You know how, like, when we're talking about speeding, it's, are we close to the quota? Is it the end of the month? Are you going 10 over? Depending on if it's a 25 mile an hour street or a 35 mile an hour street, you're tired of pulling speeders over. So it might not have anything to do with, oh, you were going faster or you were going fast enough for, in my mind, to give a ticket. But I just don't feel like doing it right now because I just wrote 10 speeding tickets today and I'm done already. Right, Tony? I'm just done with it. Just please stop.
Dan Orlovsky, one of my least favorite guys on TV. And I like how the rest of the world is starting to realize this guy's just really annoying and stupid. Because for a while it was, oh, what a breath of fresh air. Dan Orlovsky is.
Yeah.
He's not like these other analysts that know things. Now, Dan Orlovsky today really put his foot in it.
You wanted to say something about a wiener, didn't
really
you?
Really put it in it. We'll talk about him coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane and causing delay on southbound 270's off-ramp to eastbound 161 on the East Outer Belt, and some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro Partner at RoodColumbus.com. RUUD Columbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Bern.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
For the rest of the day, we'll see some of those fair weather clouds trying to pop up, but we'll call it mostly sunny for the afternoon.
Highs reach the lower 80s. Real nice day out there. Mostly clear skies tonight, 63 for a low. For your Friday, partly sunny skies as some high clouds gradually stream in from the west. We'll see highs right around 86. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
Mike, we were kind of hitting on it in the first segment, but you, this day and age, you got a lot of creams and balms, and you're trying to take care of your body a different way now. Pay more attention to that.
I don't see a problem with that.
No problem with that. Do you do, like, massages or things like that?
I'm not a fan of massages, so no, I don't like people touching me.
Would you ever, though? Would you consider
I've tried.
That?
I've tried a massage. I don't find it relaxing.
So there you go. You took a no thank you bite.
Right. I don't
massage.
I don't enjoy it.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're doing a workout routine. You're doing all sorts of different things.
Absolutely.
Trying things you might not have tried 10 years ago, seeing how they work out.
I groom.
Sure, yeah. We talk about manscaping. I talk about how I shave my armpits. Not only that, I had most of the sweat glands burned right out of my body. And there's much more manscaping that goes on after
that. I think people should take pride in both their appearance and their longevity.
Yeah.
You know?
And if there's something that was created out there that wasn't really a thing in society 50 years ago, but people are doing it now and it makes you happy, what the hell? What's the difference? So
there's lots of things that weren't created 50 years ago.
John Summerall.
You know, the internet.
Right.
Good parenting. There's a lot of that. Now a lot of stuff.
Now we do it.
Now we try.
The Florida head football coach, that's John Summerall now. Now, this kind of was a thing last week. His wife, Ginny, revealed that John gets a pedicure every 2 weeks during football season. She said that's his favorite thing to do. It's just a fun little happy thing about him. He loves it. And this just sort of made the rounds. It was burning like a wildfire.
Well, I mean, this is football culture, and you don't always hear about, you know, guys like that getting pedicures, and once every 2 weeks seems like a little bit of a frequent thing. But you know what? I'm told that people enjoy it. It's not for me. You know, I wouldn't like people fussing over my feet. I barely want to look at my own feet. But I'm told that people like it because it's very relaxing and you have the, you know, the hot water.
I think the little like foaming foot bath, even if it was just that, and I know they're going to do some other things. They're going to do some scrubbing, some, you know, toenail trimming and get that all nice and proper. But I would think just like the scintillating toe or foot bath would be wonderful. Sometimes after a long, hard day's work, before it's actually like shower time, and I think you're a morning shower guy, right?
I am. Yeah.
Morning shower. There's times where I have to take two just because I feel gross. But a lot of times, right when I get home from work, I'll just take a little foot bath. I'll just put a little warm soapy water in the tub and I will scrub the feet a little bit before I then put some after work socks
on. You really are a fancy boy, aren't you?
I'm not ashamed of it.
Excuse me, honey, can you get my foot bath ready for me?
Do you know what it is? It's good and clean. That's what it is.
Can you put some bubble bath in the foot bath for me?
I don't want to have sweaty feet, Wolfgang.
No,
I want to feel refreshed. I want to feel invigorated.
Let me tell you something. From some of the middle-aged men that I've seen, including members of my own family, we should pay more attention to our feet because, you know, we talk about, you know, lettuce parasites make you crap. We need to talk about men with fungal problems on their toes.
Sure.
All right, we got treatments for that now, kids. We don't have to live with that. Back in the day, you just had fungus toes, and that was the end of it.
Right.
You go to the CVS, they got stuff right there. Go ahead, put it on.
Well, no, and I don't, I think also if you take better care as far as, like, the nail trimming goes, you can sort of control how those suckers are growing. You can probably manage the hangnails, the nuisance hangnails, when they can like cut at your socks. That is really annoying. I trim the
toenails.
I trim the toenails at least once a week.
Once a week,
at least.
No, I don't do that.
Oh yeah, I want my toenails to be very thin. They're probably as long as I'd ever like them right now.
Are they carved into a point?
That's what you avoid. That's why I have good shape with the toenails, Teddy, because I trim them so often.
How often do you trim your toenails? Once a week, like this lunatic?
That's not a lunatic thing to do. That's good and clean.
My toenails?
Yeah, toenails.
It's every maybe couple weeks, I think, for toenails. Yeah,
up that. You can up finger, your
fingernails,
numbers there, man.
Yeah, fingernails. Fingernails like once a week.
Toenails, I'm every 4 to 6 weeks.
I clipped the nails this morning.
Maybe 3 weeks or so, yeah.
I did a couple of video shoots today that you'll see later on our social channels because...
Look at you.
I'm using my hands a lot, so I wanted to make sure that my fingernails were clipped and fresh.
He's become a hand model now.
Good hands, right?
Need some gloves on those things.
I hope you're master of your domain.
I got some oven mitts on there.
The dog bite scar that's on my left ring finger that, you know, thankfully was salvaged. But other than that,
not
bang bang, woof woof. So this, not to step on your too hot toes here, Teddy, but we'll start with some national sound. They were breaking this down on the ESPN show Get Up.
It's a fantastic show.
Fantastic.
Love that. It's not as good as the Fox show World's Dumbest, but I got to tell you,
it's
pretty damn good.
That's Nation's Dumbest.
I'm sorry, Nation's Dumbest.
Although the show...
We haven't gone worldwide yet.
No. The show did test well in international markets.
Okay.
The president of Fox said so.
All right.
So here's a little clip where you'll hear one analyst in particular in here. That's Dan Orlovsky. He not liking the pedicure.
Get a pedicure?
I have never gotten a pedicure.
Oh, it's a delight.
I never will. Yeah,
no,
I am completely against pedicures for dudes.
What for?
You're a dude. You're not supposed to get pedicures.
Yes, you are. Nah, nothing wrong with being pampered. It's a delight.
No. I am so against this. This is a thing for me.
You're coming with me.
Dudes should not be getting pedicures.
Who am I told is laughing at this? Monica Jay Will? Jay Will, can we put them up
to feel good?
Jay Will?
Just nasty feet, Dan. Just nasty feet.
My feet are awful. I totally agree. But I'd rather have awful feet than get pedicures.
Oh, come on. They scrape the terrible skin.
You're also not the person who should be
I love a pedicure.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
It feels fantastic.
I totally agree. I've got
my friends taking their teenage sons to get them.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent idea.
Dan is really...
He's really against
really
that.
Really against it. And
wonder why he's against it.
It just seemed like there was
something almost that he wanted to say.
I hate someone that's going to say all those things and be super judgmental. And we can see it on you, Dan. We can smell it on you. We can see it as you're doing this. You went right out there and said, I'm completely against it for a dude because you think that would make him what?
Yeah.
We know what you want to say, and it's not right. Yeah. What?
Well, it looks like a pass that needs to be caught. Yeah, you can't use your shoulder to catch a football. You've got to get your hands out there every night. And I'm out there with my kids working on catching the football. They want to use their body. It's just a natural instinct as a human being. But you've got to learn to be able to put the ball in your hands. Your hands are what makes it possible. Your shoulder pads are hard and stiff. Your hands are tender, and they can move and caress the ball. that's kind of gay, but hey, close.
It's not a great look to be going there, Dan. I mean, you shouldn't really just be inferring that because you want a pedicure that you know, that's just...
He's a dandy. He's a real fancy boy.
So not right, Dan. I mean, you have more of an open mind about it.
Kramer says you'll need it because you're an entertainer and you're desperate for attention.
Really?
I got these neighbors that are taking their kids to all-male brothels.
It's all about me. Please look at me. I am so pretty. Love me. Want me.
It's gross. It's gross is what it is.
You know what I would like, though?
Say the word you were wanting to say, Dan. Don't just hide there. But, any guy that has a pedicure, I hate him. I want them to die.
I would like
bad
someone to go up to Kurt Cignetti and ask. He strikes me as one of those types of guys. What do you think about a nice pedicure? Think he's got time for that?
I mean, he might be able to take his Chipotle burrito bowl to the salon. Kill two birds in one stone.
What was his order at Chipotle? It was like the most bland order ever.
White rice and beans and chicken.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like any flavor on that bowl? No. No flavor for me.
Do you think your quarterback gets them? Every week, I bet.
Julian Sain?
No, your quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, are you kidding? Caleb Williams? He's got the painted fingernails. That would be the most off-brand thing ever if he was against pedicures.
Do you think Adam Rittenberg gets pedicures?
You know what?
He probably got one today.
We're going to ask him. I will ask him coming up in 2 minutes. Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. He is in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on eastbound 670 from Cleveland Avenue to 71. And you're looking at a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. He's in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing well. You enjoy a good pedicure?
I probably need one, but no, I can't say that I do.
No, but you don't judge people that get pedicures, though, right?
No, absolutely not.
Adam, I've actually never had one, an official one, but all this talk and then hearing Orlovsky's comments, I now want to get a pedicure, and I think I'm going to schedule myself one just so I can appreciate that feeling for once.
Well, this is all stemming from John Sumrall, his wife, outing him, right, that he loves pedicures.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I didn't take to John to be a pedicure guy, but you never know what people are hiding from us.
If you just had to guess one Big Ten coach that would enjoy a pedicure, who would it be? And why is it Brett Bielema?
Oh, man.
It's got to go back Coach to Brett,
B,
right?
Well, Coach B does not like to wear shoes, so maybe he would be that guy. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of someone who's maybe just a little bit broader thinker. Could Jed Fish be that guy?
Like Signetti's not getting one.
No. Signetti was telling me that he was at Hilton Head with his family recently and was miserable because he was getting bossed around and like kids were sick and making noise and all he wanted to do was go back to the office. So yeah, he's not going to be front of the line for that.
Why does that completely track for a guy like Kurt Signetti? But Adam, has it been a week where your head's kind of spinning? You've had access to multiple players from every team, every single head coach, Tony Petitti with the press conference to kick it all off. What's like on your short notepad of just, things that you've jotted down, things you maybe weren't thinking about before you showed up at the Big Ten Media Days?
Yeah, I think you always get a sense. I mean, everyone's going to say it's been a great offseason and they're excited, but, certain comments that coaches have made about their teams and their outlook, I think there's a lot more Big Ten pride after these last three national championships. Kurt Signetti, taking some shots at the SEC today, but other coaches just saying, hey, this is a league that deserves national respect, not just at the top, but in the middle. And Tony Petitti talked about that as well. And so, obviously the sport has changed dramatically and there's still a lot of hand wringing over this bill and everything else that's going on. But this has been a really good period for the Big Ten and it's poised for more and more success because there's great depth and there's more teams that have a chance to win a national championship. It was fun visiting with Matt Campbell, and some of the other new coaches. Kyle Whittingham is talking today, obviously the new head coach at Michigan. So, the coaching and the on-field performance, the quarterback play, the quarterbacks who are here, it's way up. This is a much better conference, guys, than, with all due respect, when Ohio State was just rolling every year and nobody else was challenging them. And that may be not great news for Buckeye fans, but now when you win in the Big Ten, you are truly winning a great conference.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg here on The Fan, you mentioned Kyle Whittingham. He spoke today, and you know he said this a couple times now, where he just, you know, they want to get back to football. They're going to tune out all the noise. None of that actually affects them on the practice field, on the football field. Is that true? Are they able to block all of that out, do you think? Or is there so much noise going on at Michigan, sort of behind the scenes? It's impossible to do that.
I absolutely agree with him. You know, again, if this pattern of issues had concerned players rather, and had been, you know, prominent players who were, you know, doing things illegally or getting in trouble, that's one thing. But all of the problems at Michigan, guys, have been coach or administrator related. And so, Ward Manuel is very visible around that program, and he still will be as the athletic director here for a few more months. But I don't think the players, I mean, they care about their coaches, and their coaches are now Kyle Whittingham and his staff, which is a veteran group, many of whom are from Utah. They're all very comfortable with how he leads and the steadiness that he approaches things. So I don't expect this to be a shell-shocked team in camp, because the university conducted a big investigation that ultimately has led to the athletic director's departure. They care, hey, who's coaching me, who's paying me, and who do we have to go play? I don't think that's going to change their focus at all.
Adam Rittenberg is at Big Ten Media Days. Now, it seems, just from reading what's been discussed and what they're talking about, Oregon is right there with Ohio State, and it's the two teams, and then it seems like that's where the cut is, and maybe that's not fair to Indiana coming off the season, but that's just how I gather it. When I ask you specifically about Oregon and the Ducks, I mean, they're interesting because they do seem like they're right there. They're ready-made to go and win a national championship, but they've been blasted in the college football playoff in their bounce-out game two straight years by Big Ten teams. But what's your sense about Dan Lanning and sense of urgency for Oregon to do something right now?
Yeah, I mean, Oregon, again, is one of the best teams in the country roster-wise. You bring back Dante Moore, who would have been a top-five pick in the draft, right behind Fernando Mendoza, most likely. You bring back your entire starting defensive line. You get Evan Stewart, the wide receiver who transferred in, who was hurt all last year. He's back healthy. So there aren't a lot of weaknesses on this team, but it's a funny one, right? Because it almost doesn't matter what they do in the regular season. They've had two great regular seasons in a row. They were undefeated 2 years ago, won the Big Ten. It's what you do in the playoff. And you've got to certainly compete better, whether it's a Big Ten opponent or an SEC or Notre Dame or whoever you face. And you've got to be in the game, because they've absolutely gotten blasted in each of the last 2 years. And how are they going to apply those lessons, especially the older players who are part of both of those games, if they're in that situation again? I mean, Dante Moore, you know, D'Angelo Ponce pick sixes him in the first play in the Peach Bowl. That thing's like over. How is he going to react next time he's in that situation? You have to almost fast forward for them, because, yeah, if they don't get to the playoff, it's a massive disappointment. But then when they do get to the playoff, they've got to deliver a lot better than they used to.
You know, and you mentioned everything they got back. Is one of the more underrated transfers in college football another guy that Oregon got? I mean, stinks for PJ Fleck, but this Coy Parrish from Minnesota, just a fantastic player, and he can do pretty much everything. I mean, he's down as a safety, but that has to be huge for the Ducks defensively.
Yes, defensively and special teams potentially, because Coy handled returns for Minnesota and, you know, even could have a role on offense. I don't think Oregon needs him to, but he is really a natural playmaker. I don't think his season last year was as dynamic as the previous one, but he's got 2 years of experience in the conference, and, you know, he's joining a team that's loaded with talent, especially in the back end. So, you know, a year ago it was Dylan Thieneman coming in from Purdue, ends up being a first-round draft pick. Coy Parrish could certainly, you know, have a similar trajectory. And I know Dan Lanning really likes his mental approach to the game. So, yeah, you know, that team, again, they lost players to the NFL, but they didn't lose a single starter to the portal yet again. And they bring in a guy like Coy Parrish and some other transfers who they think can really help them.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg, we're taught Oregon out west. But, you know, when we first got wind that these Pac-12 teams are going to join the conference, we automatically thought about USC, and they've underachieved. And you have Lincoln Riley out there who's still waiting to prove, show people out there that he was worth the investment. What are we going to see from USC this year?
Well, they believe, and Lincoln believes, that this is a playoff caliber team. And it almost has to be at this point of his tenure to truly signify progress. And there's a lot of really good quarterbacks coming back in the Big Ten, whether it's Dante Moore, we just talked about, Julian Sain, obviously, at Ohio State. But the guy that I think has got maybe the most universal praise from coaches I've talked to is Jaden Maiava, who's entering his third year as a starter for Lincoln at USC, a big-time NFL level talent, and you surround him with two really good running backs, an offensive line that's completely intact, a defense that also is mostly back. They added Jontez Williams, a corner from Iowa State that they're really excited about, and then Gary Patterson is their coordinator. So it's a really exciting situation potentially for USC. But much like the Buckeyes, they have a really tough schedule. You know, they get Ohio State, Oregon, and Washington all at home. And then they have to go to Indiana and to Penn State. So that five games, is that going to be 3-2 or is it going to be 1-4? If it's 3-2, you're probably making the playoffs. If it's 1-4, we're talking about Lincoln's job security. So that's how important this season is for them.
I'm not saying that this team would be it. I just kind of chuckled. I saw, some of the notes from Purdue's head coach, Barry Odom having his day at the podium. And should Purdue fans try to get themselves excited because of what Indiana was able to do? They're a basketball school turning things around in football. Oh, that can be us. We can do that. Just wait, Purdue. We'll see. But is there a bottom nine team you can kind of see being a sleeper on that note in the Big Ten this year?
Well, I think whether it's Purdue, Maryland's got a really good quarterback coming back. Malik Washington, I was just talking to Coach Loxley about how he feels their line play will be much improved after being down. But I think the point that I did a story on Purdue, they look at Indiana and how they activated their alumni and got people to contribute and fund the program at a higher level. Sometimes you need your rival to do something to wake people up. And I think that certainly happened for Purdue when the school 90 miles away from you had the much better football history than them. They end up going and winning a national championship under Kurt Cignetti in just 2 years. So that gets their base much more activated.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. The UFL is pulling the plug on at least one of their franchises. Sad news for Teddy, who pretends to be a UFL fan.
Oh, don't scare him like that.
I'm just saying.
Don't say that we're one and done.
I don't know.
We do play in the UFL, right?
It's the UFL, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know
right.
If we were in some other league.
No, it's the UFL.
Okay, good. Oh, but it's not. Oh, God.
I'll say this. It's not us.
Ooh.
Yet.
Ah!
Yet. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on northbound 270 between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and 161 on the West Outer Belt. And be aware of a crash causing some holdup on southbound 315 after 670. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Make your summer extra refreshing with big savings at Fresh Time Market. Right now, get two containers of strawberries for $5 and enjoy 20% off Miller Antibiotic Free Chicken. Find even more deals at Fresh Time today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
The old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Got some sad news.
I don't want sad news today, man. Sad. We got a Too Hot Thursday. We got our party tonight with our listeners.
That's right, we do.
Right? We're I'm getting excited ready for about that. Batch of five new, not new listeners, but they weren't obviously here for the first one. We're divvying it up.
Nicole Sharon, her too. Nicole Sharon from 10 TV is back there at her desk, and I went over to say hello because she got in late last night from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago.
Again, what are we doing? Why are we coming back at like 2:30 or 3 in the morning?
Because the company
from work, and
is
then we work the next day
and won't pay for a hotel room.
Would you want?
That's why.
Would you want your doctor? And that's apparently what they do, right? You work a 24-hour shift and then you go and perform some surgery, like you're on sleeping pills or whatever. I don't want that. I want you refreshed and ready to go. She's got to deliver a good, strong sports cast
to
the masses.
It's going to be utter crap.
Yeah,
because I walk back there. Hey, Nikoko, how you doing? She goes,
I think I have a fever and I'm nauseous and I have chills.
Is she a hot mess?
Thanks for coming into work today. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go lick everybody's keyboard, too, while you're at it? Bring some tainted iceberg lettuce with you? What the hell are we doing?
Hey, you've been eating the lettuce anyway. You're fine. You're immune to it now. You've been Chipotle-ing for weeks.
They don't have iceberg there. That's romaine.
Rebecca romaine lettuce?
Yep.
We know for a fact
entirely.
That nothing got into the romaine lettuce.
They said it's iceberg.
It's just the iceberg.
And let me tell you something. Damn it, if the U.S. government says it, I believe it.
Sure. It's got to be true.
All right, here's some sad news for you. The UFL has announced that they're going to say goodbye to the Birmingham Stallions.
Oh, that's like a heritage brand.
Well, they
right?
played all of their games in Birmingham.
OG.
Yeah, right when they first started up the league. I mean, that was their cost-cutting measure. They played every single game in Birmingham, Alabama. Jimmy Stevens, who was the chair of the Jefferson County Commission, said that the UFL told him the stadium didn't provide the atmosphere they were seeking.
The UFL told him.
And did not fit in their business model. I'm disappointed that their business model did not fit a state-of-the-art brand new stadium, which would accommodate whatever they needed, including future growth. It bothers me. Yet, see, the problem was in Birmingham. The stadium down there seats 47,000 people. Now, you may look at that, and I may look at that as a small football stadium, because it is. But the UFL is saying, not small enough. We need it super small, because the problem is we get 5,000 people in there, and it looks super bad because it seats 47,000. But if we get 6,000 people in Historic Crew Stadium, it doesn't look as bad because it seats 20,000.
It still looks pretty bad.
Of course it looks bad. This whole thing is bad.
They need sort of like a football equivalent of the Covelli Center, you know?
They don't deserve 4,000 seats. The Covelli Center.
That is a wonderful
facility.
It is a wonderful facility. We need...
They need a high school field is what they need.
No, that's dismissing good, clean high school fields where we actually put fans in the stands on Friday nights, because we do actually care about the buildup of the sport. We start paying attention in our communities to the high school football team. It's a fun thing to do. That's Americana, going to a high school football game on Friday. Even if you don't have a son that's playing, maybe you're supporting your neighbors who has a son that's playing. Maybe you just live in the community and you're older and your kids have long since grown up and graduated, but you're a grandpa and you still like going out to the field to watch games. I respect that. I think that's great. We just get oversaturated with football. We love football. I think we have the proper amount of it. We've got lots of football to pay attention to. Let's not forget about our weekday action that comes along in the college football season, too. If you're an alum of one of the, what are we at, 6 Ohio MAC schools? Right, I think?
I don't know. It's been a while since I counted them.
The Birmingham Stallions. Are you telling me that they've really only been around since 2022?
Yeah.
That's it? I thought they were like 2015 or something.
You think this league's been going since 2015?
I thought in maybe different iterations.
I mean, it goes back further than that to, you know, like the original USFL.
UFL.
Yeah, I know. We're not talking about
that.
I'm saying
Jim Kelly's league.
The name and everything that they've had there.
No, I know that. But this latest version only goes back to 2022.
Oh, so that actually was the USFL.
In the 80s, they had a team in Birmingham.
No, even here recently, they had a USFL, and then it quickly
combined with the XFL.
Yeah, okay,
when did that start? 2021?
I think 2022.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Who would be in the Stallions Hall of Fame, Teddy? Who's like their all-time great?
Teddy, you're a big fan. You're a big fan of the league. I mean, it should be pretty damn easy.
It's like not knowing a famous Green Bay Packer. You know?
I know. That's my bad.
Being able to pull something from the hip pocket.
I think it was
Sterling Sharp was great.
I thought it was Brett Favre, maybe. I think.
Brett Favre playing for the Birmingham Stallions?
Yeah. We probably stole all their money, so they can't go on.
He did.
Guardians take 2-3 from the Reds. Stay a game and a half back of the White Sox. Teddy, I know this is a big blow for you, Teddy, because you yearn for that Ohio Cup. That is a big,
it's still
big
up for
award.
Grabs.
It's a big trophy. I understand. Teddy, who won the Ohio Cup last year?
Reds.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. They won it last year. They had not won it before that since like 2014.
Well, can I tell you something
about
the Reds?
They won it last year.
I've seen enough. I've come to a conclusion about the Reds.
Sell.
It's July 30th, and I think I've given them ample time to try and turn things around. It is time to take the Reds out back and shoot them. Put them out of their misery.
Hey, I did hear, though, I didn't actually catch the game, but good, clean Tyler Danberg, he had a lot of opinions on it. I heard that Joey Votto just did fantastic work on Sunday Night Baseball. Did you catch any of that, Teddy?
I didn't see it live. I saw some of the clips.
And I'm not surprised. Yeah, I think he's fantastic. I want to see more of Joey Votto. Like I'll actually tune into a baseball game if I don't have a dog in the fight, even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes to hear what he's talking about, hear what they're doing. I think he's an entertaining guy, and I'm glad he's doing that. But I know you said that in jest about the rivalry and the cup, because I agree with you. I'm wondering why that is, because I feel like the kid in me, I would have always loved beating the Yankees, being an O's fan. Anytime we'd played the Yankees and beat the Yankees, that meant something. That felt good. But I also don't think I would give a flip if there was some kind of trophy for the season-long series.
Well, that's the thing.
I just don't care that much about that in a whole.
Crap that I don't care about. It's the, you should care about this. Why? Well, because we made this thing. We told you it was a big deal. No, why did you hate the Yankees as an O's fan?
I just did.
Because
they're from New York.
I understand, yeah, but they played in your division.
Right.
They were direct competition. They were a rival, and that naturally evolved over time. They didn't come up with some wooden bird turtle trophy to give people.
It's a good, clean bird.
Well,
make
I'm
a
just
great
saying,
trophy.
They didn't come up with a big statue of Earl Weaver to pass back and forth.
No, no.
It evolved over time.
Yeah, right. That's all it is. And I wouldn't care if the Yankees got us in the end, in the season series. That probably happens most years anyway. But in an individual game or an individual series, hell yeah, you're wanting to beat those guys. But then regular season is over and done with. We're not celebrating that. You're trying to move on to the postseason and get some real stuff accomplished.
Let's do some Too Hot with Teddy coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute hold up on westbound 270 on the north outer belt going from Westerville to 71. And slower traffic is on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by your local Rude air conditioning pro partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Rude pro partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. After having earlier announced an exhibition game with Cincinnati, Ohio State basketball today revealed a second exhibition game, home October 25th against Butler. Baseball today, Columbus Clippers beat Toledo 9-5 at Huntington Park. Cincinnati Reds begin a four-game weekend series at home with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Off day for the Cleveland Guardians, who will host Arizona tomorrow. Golf, opening round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. Peter Malnati at 9-under has a two-stroke lead over both Ryan Gerard and Ricky Fowler. At the AIG Women's Open in England, Gino Thittakill, the leader at 7-under, two strokes ahead of the rest of the field. Cleveland Browns management optimistic about the possibility of re-signing defensive end Jadeveon Clowney, who played with the team in 2021 and 22. Clowney last season played with the Dallas Cowboys. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. They're going to talk to Thad Matta
at 8:30. Oh, baby. 8:30, Thad Matta? Is he going to have a sucking candy in?
I hope so. Thad Matta, 8:30 tomorrow.
Love that. That's awesome.
Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon. Their 20 most interesting programs focuses on Georgia tomorrow. And on this show, it is Go to Jail Friday. Today is Too Hot Thursday.
Too Hot,
sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/itstime.
Every single Thursday, Teddy dazzles us with audio, and then we respond. Dazzle. What are we starting with today, Teddy?
I've been giving a lot of thought to this again this week. And a little razzle dazzle with T-Bone and Tyvus.
T-Bone and Tyvus.
Yeah, you guys earlier were talking about the pedicures, and T-Bone and Tyvus were actually talking about getting pedicures.
Oh, get out of here.
On their show.
Oh,
so
if they try to do a thing where they go to the lobby where Tyvus or Bone gets a pedicure, I'm going to scream. Right.
Well, let's give a listen here and see what they have to say.
You are not opposed to a pedicure, just getting your feet.
I've gotten pedicures before.
I need to go try one.
What I haven't done is I've never myself walked in there. The only time I've ever had a pedicure is if I went with my wife.
Okay,
like,
but still,
just walking in there by myself, like I'm weird about that.
That is
but
weird.
Like if I go with the lieutenant and like, all right, she gonna get one. All right, then.
That gives you the plot. Like I didn't even really want to do this. It's
correct.
All her. It's
correct.
All the old, trouble and strife over here.
That's
kind of
what happens.
And then you go in and secretly you're like, this is actually really enjoyable.
I'm just
saying, what's wrong with just coming in and be like, hey, I'm a grown man. I enjoy this. Give me the pedicure.
You soak your feet. They clip your nails. They massage.
File them down.
Massage your legs.
They use the cheese grater on your feet is what I call it.
Get the dead skin off the bottom of your foot. And
I'll even say this.
Lotion you up. Put the hot rag around it. You sit there.
Oh,
boom,
dude.
It's done.
Sounds good to me.
I don't see what the problem is. I don't see why you even need to have the caveat, Tyvus. Sounds like you're a little afraid to just be who you apparently
are. I'm with Bone. We should embrace who we are.
Tyvus, I'm going to go alone. I'd actually like to go with you.
No. Tyvus.
Then you, Teddy.
There's nothing to be ashamed of, my friend. Okay, they're not for me. I wouldn't get one.
I would.
But it's not because I'm, scared of that. It's because it's just not my thing. I don't like people touching me. I've tried it. Different massages.
I've never had an actual, an official massage
pedicure. I don't like it. I've done it a couple times because I have the bad back. And somebody told me, you got to go for a good massage. And I've done it a couple times. And both times, it's been an agony for me because I have to sit there and I feel like I have to make small talk. And I don't like the touching. And I don't relax. You can put on all the Enya music you want. I can't relax.
And
whatever.
The Enya.
But Tyvus has won a national championship, all right? He's a man who sired 3 children, got a beautiful wife, has a long record of watching very graphic heterosexual porn at night on his Fire Stick. Tyvus,
right.
You have nothing to apologize for, my friend.
He can't admit that any man is attractive either.
Well, that we have to work on that
with
him.
I'm just saying.
We got to work on that with
him. There's a little hint of that. There's a little Orlovsky.
There's a little Orlovsky with that. We got to get that barrier down, Tyvus.
Jumping up and trying to bite him in his overly girthy ass. right?
Just and because you admit that a man is attractive doesn't mean you want to get with that man. It just means he's an attractive man.
I noticed the guy walking his dog last week. I just said, "Dear God, what an ass." That's it. So it was over and done with. All right? I shouted out as I was driving.
Shouted out.
I was alone in the car.
You got out of the car and made drooling noises towards the man.
I ran up to him and I smacked him. I said, "Great ass!" I said, "Great ass!" Yeah, gave him a little Pacino. I mean, come on, Tyvus.
All right, Teddy, what else you got?
All right, this is from Bishop and Friends, and they were chatting about like the jersey sponsorship that the Buckeyes got, and Bo was reading a listener tweet, and he actually read, you know, like their handle. So I was okay. Let you give this a listen, and then after this, I have a little follow up that I can play as well. Here we go.
So we were asking the question, well, what color would the jersey patch be on a white uniform? Deep Throat DP alerted me to this, and I see you guys found it as well. It'll be black.
Wait, could you play it again? Because I'm sure that there was something in the tweet that was funny, too, but I didn't hear it. Play it again.
So we were asking the question, well, what color would the jersey patch be on a white uniform? Deep Throat DP alerted me to this, and I see you guys found it as well. It'll be black.
It'll be... Will it be a big logo, Mike?
What it's is not going to be that big. It's going to be on over the Big Ten logo.
What does the logo look like, Mike? Is it big? What color is the logo, Mike?
Now, I'd like to think that Bo knew exactly what the hell he was doing, but there
he
could
didn't.
Be.
You could tell. He didn't.
He could just be Ron Burgundy now. He's just going senile.
You can tell. He just read that. He saw it. He read it. There was a...
What's the follow-up to?
Well, he was doing the crosstalk with T-Bone and Tyvus the next day, and they asked him about this, and this was his response.
We had questions about the username there.
What would those questions be?
When I hear this, Bo, what I think is obviously back to the Nixon administration, Watergate.
Oh, thank God you had it. I knew you'd have it.
I think Nixon and Dan Patrick is what I'm thinking. This is a fan of the Watergate scandal and a Dan Patrick fan. That's all that could mean, right?
So for the kids out there, including young Tyvus, who apparently didn't take his history, there were a couple of reporters for the Washington Post named Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, and they uncovered the Watergate scandal of the Nixon presidency. Mm-hmm. And the informant they called Deep Throat. So anytime, what's so funny about that? I don't understand what's so funny.
Deep Throat part, I understand.
You're a father, for God's sakes.
I don't know what.
What's so funny? I mean, this is just what they called him.
I don't know what the DP was.
That's, DP. So it wasn't a. It actually wasn't a tweet at all. It was a buddy of mine who had texted me, whose initials began. His first name began with D, and his last name began with P.
Oh, okay. There you go.
There See? It is.
I thought it was Dan Patrick, possibly.
Tyvus, where's your head?
My head. I just brought it up to T-Bone, and they took it and ran with it.
DPDA would just be Dan Patrick and Debbie Antonelli doing a show together. That's all that would be.
Yep.
I got something to say about good old DP. I don't know if I can say it or not, though.
You really?
Like Teddy. The Browns had the DP, right?
Hashtag DP?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
In their facility.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That went well.
What was that DP for you don't the Browns? That? No, what was the Browns?
So the Browns set up the in the lobby of the Berea facility. They had a big TV monitor up there.
Okay,
and they put a little algorithm up there that any time on Twitter the hashtag DP was used, that tweet would automatically pop up because dog pound. Right? Oh, that's what the Browns were using for dog pound.
Dog pound.
But as we've said, Twitter is full of smut. All right?
It's just a smut haven right now.
And so in the lobby over at Berea, before they corrected this issue, they would have...
Nobody solves a problem like Berea.
They would...
Sorry. Come on.
I wasn't ready for it. It was funny.
Okay,
it was good.
You.
It was funny.
Thank you. This is in my head.
Yeah, I love a little musical theater comedy.
That's good, yeah. Go ahead.
Some not safe for work images popped up.
Dude, tell me there was a veiny Veveline.
Oh, there was hashtag DP.
Oh, God.
Also can stand for a little...
You can't say it.
There's nothing wrong with either one of those words.
You know what it is. Oh, yeah. That's why. No.
Well, some people don't.
Double trouble?
Double.
Double. I mean, you want a knife into the paint, right? You get into the paint.
Double pen.
Could be something.
Sean Penn.
Could also be something deep as well.
Who was Deep Throat? The water. Who was the identity of Deep Throat? Back to the Nixon Watergate scandal. That later got...
We ever find out?
Yeah, found out, right?
It came out later, yeah. Like, years later. Because they did a... Didn't they do a book or something about that? The book they did.
Oh, that's right. The book
Deep
they did.
Deep Throat was the pseudonym given to Mark Felt.
There you go.
Okay. Secret informant who provided the details about the Nixon administration. The Watergate scandal. Okay.
Today that'd be...
And because of that, now every single scandal anywhere ever... has the word gate attached to it.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's the most annoying thing ever.
But when did we... I feel like we took a long break.
Yeah. Because
that was in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we were doing the gate thing until...
the 90s, maybe?
Spygate?
Until Spygate.
Inflategate.
I think Tatgate here at Ohio State wasn't Tatgate until after Spygate and Deflategate. Unless I'm wrong. I know I wasn't here covering that at that time. Do you remember referring to that as Tatgate
when
it was going on?
No.
We picked it up like in the mid-2000s.
I saw something this morning.
Why?
I was reading a story. They just said, Sophie Gate.
Sophie Gate?
Sophie Cunningham.
Who's Sophie? Oh.
Sophie Cunningham has a thing going on with the trans athletes. Now that's apparently Sophie Gate.
Sophie Gate. Sophie Cunningham.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything.
What are you saying, Timmy?
I'm not saying anything.
Hashtag?
I'm saying they got people marching and people protesting.
How about some sports on TV without announcers? How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about they just shut up?
We'll tell you about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little slow on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt between Sawmill Road and 161. And watch for an accident that's causing holdup on westbound 670 before Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Make your summer extra refreshing with big savings at Fresh Time Market. Right now, get 2 containers of strawberries for $5 and enjoy 20% off Miller Antibiotic Free Chicken. Find even more deals at Fresh Time today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Play this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Scott McMullen leads the Buckeyes past Penn State in a 2003 Classic.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We've got one last dry day to enjoy across central Ohio on Friday. A lot of sunshine and high temperatures in the upper 80s. Moisture increases this weekend. High chance for rain and storms on Saturday afternoon, Saturday night into Sunday morning. It's about an 80% chance. Highs in the upper 70s on Saturday and low 80s on Sunday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Speaking of baby Hitler, it was rumored that Hitler was impotent. And that's where a lot of his rage would come from. The fact that he couldn't get it up.
Oh, what a lousy excuse, though.
The fact that he had low testosterone and had erectile dysfunction. We didn't have names for those things back then.
It's no excuse for wanting to, you know, kill an entire group of people.
I understand that. World domination.
But if.
All of that.
We wouldn't have known.
Maybe if he got his levels checked, something could have been done about it.
They had a...
low T quiz.
A tri-state men's health at the... Munich Center?
It's from Austria, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Austrian Center?
Austria.
Vienna, Vienna Center? Center?
Vienna waits for you. There you go.
Anyway, did you know that when men get in their 20s and 30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every single year? And then as...
I lived it.
Before you know it, you're Hitler.
I know. Well, I wasn't Hitler. I was bad, but not
because
like
you,
that.
Because you got it taken care of.
I did.
If you just leave your low testosterone out there, you become Hitler. So I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Licensed medical provider will review tests with you, discuss your options. You're going to make the decision together with their medical team. Cost of the appointment, just $99. But if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Promo code Hitler.
Should we go help our gal, Nicole Sheeran from 10TV out there? It looks like she's trying to get a lot of work done coming up on her deadlines, most likely.
There's a dude.
And she's got a dude out there.
There's a dude over there.
Got
from,
a dude.
From Channel 10. I don't know what he does over at Channel 10.
I don't know his name either. I just know his face.
But he always hovers around Nicole, and I think he wants to get with Nicole, and she's never shown any interest whatsoever, and he's just sitting next to her, and she's staring straight ahead, trying to do her work.
Facing the computer screen.
And this guy's bothering her. I mean, she's a grown woman. Can't you tell this guy to go away? She's too nice. That's the problem.
I'm trying to do work.
Sometimes you have to explode at a coworker.
It actually reminded me of something. Do you remember this? There's two great blow-ups that I remember before you and I, you know, we worked in the building at the same time. We were friends. We weren't really working together on any, you know, show or project at all, but I sat right outside of your office door in the old building down on Front Street. Had a little cubicle there. I remember vividly being one of the only ones left in the office when our former engineer, Greg Armstrong.
Do I remember?
Did the march up. No, I'm saying I was the only one.
Yeah.
One of the only ones left in the office sitting in my cubicle.
I thought we were going to come to blows.
With my head kind of popping up above the little partitions when the candle was lit in the talk studio and Greg mid segment had to bust into the door. And then in that commercial break, I'm telling you the F bombs and the shouting. I'd never heard shouting that loud in a radio station. That was great. The other one was kind of like a that situation.
This involved me too.
It was you and T-Bone shared an office. So you would both have your desks in there and they made kind of like a, like an L shape. He would sit on the outside. You would sit facing the wall. You guys would chit chat, work on the show. You do the show sheet. And then you had like a wrestling chair that was up against the wall.
When you, when you say wrestling chair.
It was a folding chair, but it was kind of like a cool office item chair. You could sit on it and anyone, you had a guest in your office might sit there, talk to you for a minute or two and then go away. Your former producer, obviously it was not me. But was just in your office.
Wasn't
for, I guess it was just too long. And well, you finally just
here's
erupted.
The thing. It was one of those situations where it had been brewing over time. Where we would have our little meeting. And then it would be time for the producer to go away.
to leave.
You have your desk out there. Now it's time to leave.
We've already discussed what we want to discuss.
Because I would turn my back and I'm doing work on my computer, but he's still sitting in that chair right behind me, over my shoulder, saying nothing.
Right, but kind of, and you can feel
him. I can feel him. I can hear him breathing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all of it. And this was sort of building up day after day to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore. I guess you remember it.
You basically just said, will you GTFOH? Just shouted it out. And I'm sitting right outside the office door trying my best not to snicker because you've just blown up at somebody. And then How bad does that feel when you've been told that and you just have to get up and, okay, I guess I'll just head on out now. See you for the show.
I'm not saying that was the appropriate way
I'm sure you were not.
And now I take pills.
Too proud
so
of that.
So that I don't have those types of blow-ups off the air. On the air.
That's good for me.
I would never blow up at you.
Well, not with the pills.
Well, see, I'm exploring the pills, and
you don't have to explore.
I know I got to get.
Hey, Christopher Columbus, we found him over here.
I get really upset. Nothing bothers me more. And look, I understand people speed. I do it a little bit too. I usually like to keep my speeding to the interstates. You know, when there's no stoplights and no stop signs, and I'm in the left lane, and I won't even tell you how fast I go, but it's not like 20 miles an hour over the speed limit or anything. I'm not going like Miles Garrett speeds. But nothing gets me when we're like on a 25 mile an hour street, residential style. This is like straight up Keyshawn Johnson and Justin Bieber. I think they had their thing, right? We live on a road where it's a 35 mile an hour speed limit. And we have like a crosswalk that has the blinking lights that are right there too. I'm not kidding. I will sometimes witness cars coming by doing 100 miles per hour.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It's insane.
That's insane.
It's insane. And the other day I witnessed not only that, but it was like a Dodge Charger of some sort. And of course, we can't just have our cars the way that they come from the factory. We have to go and like modify them so they're even louder than the engine is supposed to be.
Timmy, are you against expression?
Yes.
Personality?
I am, in certain ways. Well, this person was passing a car that was probably doing a nice like 45
in the 35,
still speeding past the car on the double yellow, not allowed to pass, not safe to pass, doing about 100. I happen to be like walking on the residential sidewalk right there, and I guess had had it for that day. Something else had happened and I was already pissed off, and I just chose to do a stale finger, and a person stuck their head out of the passenger door while they were going this fast and shouted back at me to go like F myself. And I just shouted back, F you, buddy. I wasn't. And I turned to my wife, who's standing right next to me, and she has her finger pointed into the air as well.
Well, that's why you're married.
I just said, Jesus Christ, look at us. This is not good.
No, it is good.
I don't condone
you're bonding?
I just knee-jerk reacted
over
to
the hooligans?
Person. I just don't get.
How much money would you, shut up for a second. How much money would you have paid in that moment
to watch them die?
for a rogue mailbox to just pop up when that guy's got his head. His head just gets chopped off.
What was it? The old SNL, like the Jack. What was
say,
the Jack Handy bit where the dogs had their heads out the window?
In that moment, you would have put all of Jack's college fund on the line for that rogue mailbox just to pop up.
Oh my God. I'm like, what are we doing right now? But I couldn't.
And then you went home and had
sex. First time in a long time.
You was angry together. You both had your middle fingers up in the air during the act.
Go F yourself. I don't know why someone can do something that's so obnoxiously against the law. And then when someone calls them on that, because you have to be such a sociopath / psychopath to not expect to get something at some point. Like the cops will pull you over and there's no warning. It's just straight up maximum fine ticket, or you're arrested possibly if it's that outrageous. How, when someone just basically calls you on being an a-hole, you don't just say, yep, you know what? I expected that. Just throw your hands up and keep driving fast. I mean, you're not going to stop, obviously. Just keep going. Why do then I get middle fingered? I'm just calling you on being what you know
I don't have an answer for you.
Total D-hole. Just own it.
I don't have an answer for you. You're exactly right.
I just own it. You're the bad guy, not me.
Then that
don't
guy
flip me off.
Went home and said, hey, Chachi, I just gave Rachel Maddow the middle finger. Yeah.
Joni loves Chachi.
We got to take a break.
Yeah, we do.
And then we come back. we'll talk about how you can watch sports on TV with no announcers. Okay?
Let's do that 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 between Cemetery Road and West Broad Street on the West Outer Belt. You're also looking at a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey, we got a little golfy going on here. We're not to, you know, the FedEx playoffs yet, but we're getting pretty close. We're past major championship season.
You like the,
and we're in Detroit now.
You like the playoffs? You like the manufactured crap?
No, it's interesting you bring that up because Teddy and I were talking about that last week, and they don't have Rory on their side right now, and that's a pretty big thing. I mean, you want to make sure that the stars of your sport are cool with what's going on in it, you know, especially in a game like golf where there's this issue of how many tournaments you're going to play. And they're kind of giving Rory, did you see, like a pass? You're supposed to play 15 tournaments. And they pointed out that he's only played 14. And should there some kind of penalties? You're not going to penalize Rory.
But I don't understand that. Okay.
What, just the limit of tournaments you have to play?
No, I don't understand. If you're going to have this thing, you have the championship, you have the playoffs, and you want people to take it seriously. And you have Rory, who is not qualified for the playoffs.
No. He's qualified.
No. With the amount of tournaments that he's played.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yes, I know with points he's qualified. But I'm talking about if the rule is you must play in 15 tournaments, then I don't know how you just bend the rule and say, JK,
I'm not
just kidding.
I'm not sure if that threshold has anything to do with whether you're, this is me not knowing. Again, like, huge fan of golf, but I don't know like every single in and out of the procedures. But I believe like that's just how many tournaments they want you to play in for the sponsors, basically. Like, to be an active member of the PGA Tour, we all have to collectively kind of agree.
All right, so what is this, like an unwritten rule?
It might be unwritten. I don't know if that necessarily would DQ him from the playoffs. But he's pointed out how as the playoffs escalate, why should I be jacked up to play in these if I know I'm automatically making my way into the final event? And I kind of see his point there, don't you? Like, if we have like 3 or 4 playoff events, but even if I suck the most I've ever sucked in these tournaments, I've had such a hot year, I can just go right into the final tournament. And I feel like I've already played all the events that I really wanted to play. Well, they're either important to me or they're signature events.
The way that it's set up lacks common sense.
Yes, he is.
That's what he's saying.
And I don't really disagree with him. I think so. They had this thing, we're kind of NASCAR style. Teddy could speak more to it. Where,
yeah, they've done this in NASCAR
they
too.
Staggered,
right, Teddy? Where it's,
you staggered the tour championship if you were the best golfer.
Yeah, the
throughout the regular season and then through those first playoff events, you started with a lead in that final event. I actually liked that because what are you playing for if you get no advantage when you get to that final event? Well, what, you're just in another golf tournament? Golf tournaments are hard to win. It's not the type of sport where you're only good or great even if you win the event.
Right.
It's not that kind of sport.
Well, Scotty has one win.
Yeah, and he's still
on the tour this year.
What's he finished second, like 6 or 7 times?
After that, and nobody would look at Scotty and say, you're not one of the best golfers in the world.
He's still number one in the world, clearly.
But he's won one tournament this entire season.
So they got to find a way. And they announced it, right, that they're going to do some match play, which I agree with. I think that makes that more exciting because they took away the lead. They took away the head start that you get, and they went back to just it's another tournament. I'm like, well, that's stupid. That doesn't give you any incentive to be hot in the regular season or start things off. So they'll do match play, but I don't know what that does for the FedEx Cup events before that. But they're just playing a regular event now, so it's just golf. Lou Malnati, 9 under par. That's pretty cool.
Lou Malnati's got his deep dish pizza out there.
Wearing his bucket hat, eating his deep dish. 9 under, 61. He's got the lead. Ricky Fowler is right there at 7 under as well, so that's cool.
Are you going to do this story?
One of the things that they... Would you just...
Well, just bebopping and scatting about everything.
Here's what happened. You asked me about the FedEx Cup playoffs, and then we had a conversation, and now we're transitioning to the story.
Come on.
And you interrupted me.
Let's go.
So at the start of the coverage today, like they've got, you know, TV coverage that comes on later on, but they've got streaming coverage. You pay a subscription so you don't miss any shot early in the morning. Well, they offered another little thing. They called it quiet, please coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think that means? Quiet, please. PGA Tour coverage.
To me, that means.
Of the Rocket Mortgage Championship.
No. Gus Johnson.
Mm-mm, no.
Yelling at you.
No talkie-talkie at all. No lead play-by-play guy. No color commentator. No on-course. But they're dialing up the Nat sound.
I've always enjoyed
and trying to
this.
Do more with the microphones around the course like they should have had for the Bryson DeChambeau situation on NBC at
we
the
have
Open.
All of these alternate feeds, which I don't have a problem with. You want to watch Manning Cast? Watch Manning Cast. Right? They got the alternate for the Sunday Night Baseball thing, too. I forget who does that.
What is... Yeah, I don't know what that is. Like a stat, like a...
It's
Amazon, I know, for Thursday Night Football has like a super like next-gen stat thing you can flip on to.
I'm just saying, you got all these. You got the SEC Altcast with Paul Feinbaum and all this other stuff.
Oh, they do like 7 different channels for the college football playoff national championship. Get McAfee and his boys
you
down there.
You got streaming services out the wazoo now. You just take another feed, and one of the feeds that you always offer is Nat Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're at the game.
Right. Or you can just have one that is basically, you know, connected to Jordan Spieth and his caddy because they're always arguing and at each other's throats, ripping each other's heads off.
I'm not even saying that I would prefer the natural sound and no announcers over a regular broadcast. I don't know. But it would be nice to have that offer.
Just want the option.
Right.
Yeah, I can flip to it. I know Jack, my son, likes to watch the Manning Cast, and I prefer to just watch the traditional broadcast. But it's a fine meet in the middle. They show the picture pretty big. It's just their little heads are off to the side. So that's all it is.
But I've said this about baseball,
today,
too.
Though.
I hate the K-zone. I always have. I always will. I think it takes away from the enjoyment for me of watching the game. I wish there was an option where I could just turn the K-zone off.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Remember, too, the Memorial had great audio of Scottie Scheffler and his caddy on the 16th hole, the par 3 on the back at Jack's place. It is a maligned hole where that has been talked about and rebuilt a lot. They're always talking about that hole being unplayable or too tough. And Scottie thought he hit the best shot, and he didn't. I mean, he started his ball at the pin, and the pin was left, and then he drew it, so it went into the water. But they went back and forth for like a good 2 or 3 minutes, and I commended the CBS team for having the boom mic right there, like the whole entire time.
To your point with the Bryson thing.
Making sure that they caught all that good stuff.
If it's on the course, you're not taking a microphone into the clubhouse. Okay, but if it's on the course, it's fair game.
It's fair game.
We should be able to listen to it.
Even if it's after the round, you went out to the golf course, you should be allowed to send someone from your coverage team because you're filming it.
Yeah.
So why film it if we can't hear it? So this, I mean, Keegan Bradley was on, saw clips of him just finishing out a hole, just going effing F, like that is ridiculous. So you're catching guys like their raw emotion. Some swearing is going to happen. Who cares? It's being streamed. Show that stuff.
It's Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot.
All right, Teddy, what do you got for us?
All right, let's do some more Bishop and Friends here. And I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but Paul Feinbaum was on with Bishop, with Bo.
He's on every week, right?
Yeah, they do a weekly hit. And this week, Bo was asking him about how things went at the SEC Media Days. And if they went out, they were down in Orlando, I believe it was, and asked him, you know, hey, did you guys get together, go out on the town much down there? And Paul said, well, his little group, they did get together one night, and he ran into an interesting celebrity, I guess we could say. Here we go.
The SEC Nation crew met, and it was completely ruined as I walked in the restaurant. I was accosted by Ric Flair.
Come again?
The Ric Flair. He was. We've had a bit of a beef. You may remember.
I do remember.
Jim Harbaugh, and he was literally sitting in a bar with somebody, and Tebow was talking to him, and he immediately hugged me, mugged for the cameras. But this was the best part. 30 or 40 minutes later, we had a private room. He brought back a portrait of himself, of which he signed to me, which begs the question. When you're Ric Flair and you go out to eat at a place in Tampa where he now lives, I'm told, do you carry 3 or 4 of those in the trunk or what? I don't know.
It's the first thing I thought of. Does he have a backpack with portraits?
Yeah, and by the way, I'm not talking about like a little print that you hand out at a county fair. I'm talking about the kind you put up in your pool room at home.
Like bigger than an 8x10?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was a wall painting. And I had to lug that thing back to the hotel. Not that anybody was going to steal that from me, by the way.
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
That's pretty damn funny.
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
The way Paul tells the story, too. Yeah, it was a wall print. It wasn't just some rinky-dink little photo that he had on him. It's like he knows
so at this point, wants
to do this to his adoring fans when he's out there.
In Ric Flair's life, he essentially is the same person as the Buckeye guy.
That's what it does sound like.
Yeah.
The Buckeye guy.
Just mooching up to people and handing out autographs, even though no one's asked for the autograph.
I remember a time when the Buckeye guy drove his white convertible down to our station, got himself a meeting, and when I found out the particulars of it, a meeting like with our like bosses at the time, when I found out like what he was aiming to do, he was looking to get like an all expense trip to one of the championship games paid by us,
Timmy,
so he could go out there and do his thing.
I remember when the Buckeye guy showed up at Emily's funeral and signed his name in the guest book, Buckeye guy.
He also, speaking of funerals, signed his name on the photo for Earl Bruce. That was for players only. Players and coaches.
Well, he's a part of the team.
He signed his name on that photo. Dude, we don't want you here. Please leave.
Josh Allen, Bill's quarterback, needs to shut his mouth. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 15-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and Town Street, and a couple-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 161 and 270. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Still sleeping on that old bed? Mattress Firm sleep experts can help you choose the perfect upgrade. They'll guide you every step, answering your questions. Shop today and save big during the best sale of the year. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Football fall camp is coming. Will Julian Sain take his game to the next level? Will Matt Patricia's defense dominate again? Join us live for training camp fun starting Thursday, August 6th. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about Comer and Cross.
Your guys.
My guys.
Floor guys, baby.
All right, these are garage floor guys. Maybe you're saying, I already did my garage floor. I bet it looks like crap. Bet it does. And if it doesn't, it's gonna. Because you probably got some low-rent hillbillies to come over and do it for you. Or you try to do it yourself. And that's not gonna work out because you are stupid. Like me.
And me.
I tried to do it myself.
That's a dumb idea.
Garbage.
You knew you're just going to be calling Comer and Cross later on.
Comer and Cross comes in, they fix that garbage. They can guarantee that their stuff is the best. How can they guarantee it? Because they make it themselves. They make the chemicals themselves. They don't ship anything in from China. They make it in Michigan. That's the only blemish, is that they do it in Michigan. But it's fine. It's fine quality chemicals.
Move that down to Ohio.
Want to know how potent someday these chemicals are, Timmy?
You sniff them?
Sniff them dead.
Yeah.
Now,
picked a bad week to quit sniffing chemicals.
They'll make sure that all that dangerous stuff is taken care of. You won't die.
Not when it seeps in.
No.
You're not sniffing it right out of the jug.
No.
You don't dip your head into the liquid.
You know what, Comer and Cross, this one's for free. I'm not even charging for this one. But if you want the best garage floor in the history of garage floors, only uniform pros, no subcontractors, never going to chip, peel, paint going to come off, epoxy marks, tire lift, none of that. Ever. Guaranteed for life. Go see my friends at Comer and Cross. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or comercross.com. comercross.com.
We were talking earlier this week, and I think it was one of Reimer's questions maybe in... I forgot the name of
rapid
the
fire
segment that we do. There we go. Rapid fire.
Is Reimer in tomorrow too for Teddy?
He is.
Yeah.
He
got two, he'll be two shows worth of Reimer this
yeah,
week?
Yeah, two Reimers, and that's my all God. Thanks to Ted right
my
there.
My bad.
Appreciate that.
We get
JFK's driver in for a second day.
A little quiet back there, Mr. President. Everything all right?
We were talking about other people in the office and what they would do for work if it was not here. Like, if what other job would you see yourself doing if you weren't here at the radio station? Like, Matty Ice came up, and he loves coaching baseball. You know, he loves doing that. So something possibly like youth sports oriented. But we're thinking, no, like we think Matty has a good face. Like, he's got a warm, welcoming. He has a good smile. I've told you he's the best greeter. But I didn't think like Walmart greet. Like, forget about Walmart greeter. If I'm going to be greeting somewhere, I'm greeting at the Meijer. I'm going to make that, you know, clear right now. If I'm a greeter, it's at the Meijer, not at Walmart. I'm going to step up from that. But we thought maybe like the parking lot attendant for the Cincinnati Reds, for the players lot. Like, he's the guy that's there, like kind of doing security and, you know, catching up with the players as they come through, asking them about their families and things like that.
He'd be very good at that.
Wouldn't he be good at that job?
But I think you're selling Matty a little bit short. I think Matty would be like a hell of a like middle school principal.
Ooh.
You know, he loves to mentor. He likes to mentor the kids.
Yeah, no.
He's got
a leadership role,
moral foundation.
Good moral fiber.
He understands the quality of education. His father is an educator as well.
So it's in his blood?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Matty would make a hell of a principal.
I think that'd be pretty damn good. Teddy, on the other hand.
What would you be doing, Teddy?
Teddy, we kind of had fit for male prostitution.
Stalking vending machines.
I was going to say, you got fired from here once upon a time, and you went and...
I did customer service
as well. You worked at Dish Network on the phone,
yes,
and you stocked vending machines.
Yeah, that's what I did.
So we have the answer.
Oh, there you go.
I still have the red folder from the Coca-Cola company when I was this close to just throwing in the towel on getting back into my career here. And I had gone to the
orientation or whatever it was.
And the offer was there, like, this is what it would be, this is what the pay would be. And I just dragged my feet on, yeah, let's do it. Waited a few more months. Eventually, to your delight, I got back in.
So the Buffalo Bills have unveiled some new alternate uniforms. They're calling Nickel City, and they're all gray. Gray pants, gray shirt, and the Bills.
You had to hate them, right?
I did hate them. But you know what, though? It's not even about if I hate them. These are for the Bills fans. And by and large, the Bills fans also hate them. There's been a lot of pushback online about these jerseys to the point where Josh Allen shows up at training camp and says, stop hating on the jerseys, guys. I enjoy them. I think it's very symbolic of what we want to do and what we want to be. I understand people want the old jerseys and the old helmets and all that, but at some point, too, we are moving forward. We have to move forward and do something new, and that's what we're doing.
No,
it is not your call, Josh Allen. You know, somehow we worship these guys, we put posters up, we pay them millions of dollars, but they seem to think that the stuff for the fans is also for them. It doesn't matter if you go out there naked to do your job. The jerseys are not for you. You can almost, I think it's BS too, make a case for it in college because you're trying to recruit guys based on cool jerseys.
Right,
what I'm told.
But also, even for that, I get, okay, Oregon is another level. Oregon's always been doing this. They're kind of off to the side. You would say that the bigger programs, like the Ohio States of the world, right, shouldn't stoop to that. Because they don't have to do things like that.
All right, but why does Oregon do it?
The New York Yankees don't have to do a City Connect, right?
No.
Some people even want them to try. Not that it would be something that's so out of the ordinary, but just to see what they could come up with.
Timmy, if Oregon fans initially pushed back and said, we don't want this crap.
Yeah.
Then they would have listened to the fans.
They should have listened.
And say, oh, let's bring back Cartoon Duck. Let's bring back the Joey Harrington Cartoon Duck because these people don't like it.
And I think they actually do like that when they go with the more classic green and yellow.
What I'm saying is, these uniforms are not for you, Josh Allen. They're for the fans. And from a purely selfish standpoint, you want to make them as appealing to the fans as possible so the fans run out to the team store and buy them.
And also, one of those lines he said seemed like kind of gobbledygook. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is what we want to do.
We're moving forward.
This is part of what we want to do and what we want to be.
No, this is new now. We're all gray.
The helmet is stupid.
It's all stupid.
If you're going to wear anything at all, you wear the Jim Kelly Thurman Thomas helmet. You put the Mark Kelso, you know, pro cap on the top of your helmet if you have to go back to heritage sake. This does look like an Arena Football League uniform in a stupid helmet that makes no sense.
But I've said this about the Buckeye alternate uniforms because I've said that I don't like them. But I fully acknowledge that a lot of you do. So if a lot of you like them and you're going out and you're buying them and the fans like them and the players like them, well, what the hell am I saying?
And they're not trying to do something that's so out of the ordinary. They're just trying to change the colors.
But when you have the majority of your fan base saying, this sucks, we don't like this, you look like a bunch of gray turds out there.
I agree.
Guys, stop complaining. Let me tell you what we're trying to do. I don't care what you're trying to do. You're the quarterback. Be the quarterback. Make your millions. Win something first. Then tell us how we feel about our uniforms. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah. I agree.
More Too Hot with Teddy coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute slowdown if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71, and a couple-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between Hudson Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by COTA. Pelotonia Ride Weekend rolls through central Ohio August 1st and 2nd. Expect COTA reroutes beginning Friday, July 31st. COTA will keep you moving all weekend, so plan ahead at COTA.com or in the transit app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Bad day baseball at Huntington Park today. Columbus Clippers beat Toledo 9-5. Cincinnati Reds begin a four-game weekend series at home tonight with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Off day for the Cleveland Guardians to begin a series at home with Arizona. Guardians a game and a half out of first in the AL Central. Ohio State basketball today announcing a second exhibition game for the coming season. They will host Butler October 25th. Golf, opening round of the PGA Rocket Classic in Detroit. Peter Malnati, the leader at 9 under par, two strokes ahead of Ryan Gerard and Ricky Fowler. Gino Thitakil at -7, leading the AIG Women's Open in England. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. I'm a grown man.
Yes.
With a child of my own.
Sweet child of mine.
And I'm never going to let him know the pain that I'd known. No, that is
no.
Everclear.
Everclear. I like a little Everclear every now and then. Little Santa Monica, father of mine. Send me a postcard with the $5 bill.
I think at a certain point, you don't have heroes anymore when you get to be a certain age. You know, when you're a kid, you have heroes. But I have one.
I agree with that.
I have one.
To an extent.
And that man is William Shatner. I want to grow up to be William Shatner. I really do. This guy is 95 years old, and he looks like he's 70.
I can't believe he's really that old.
He's 95.
If we did the age game and you didn't blurt that age out, I swear to you, I would have guessed 76. That's almost 20 years light. So he
has
looks pretty damn good.
Never stopped working. He's done it all. He's done stage, he's done screen, he's done TV, he's been a comic, he's been a musician, he's done it all. He's still on TV. If you turn on, like, History Channel, he does that Unexplained show. He's on there.
He's on our, he does commercials for us all the time.
Not for us, for abandoned and injured animals.
They're on our station all the time.
But I saw this today, and I thought it was a joke until I had to actually look it up. And see that, no, it's true. William Shatner, at 95, is in a heavy metal band. Okay?
He is?
And he's going to be debuting his band at Chicago's Riot Fest.
They haven't even started yet?
On Sunday, September 20th.
What?
And then after that, he says next year, they've already been booked for Coachella.
Oh, my God.
William Shatner, first of all, the fact that he's making plans for next year. I don't know whether I'm going to wake up in the morning when I go to bed. This guy's planning out where his heavy metal band's going to play in 2027. He's 95 years old. And I respect the hell out of it. I really do.
See, you know, it's interesting because you've sat there many years and we talk about, you know, coaches that can't let go, people that have millions stacked on top of millions, stacked on top of millions, but they continue to work. And maybe it's just the type of work that they're doing that bothers you, but
you can't compare maybe, coaching to this.
No.
Coaching is all encompassing. You're babysitting people.
But then I do remember, and it kind of got to me, and I started to look at this with different perspective when our friend Jeff Rimmer retired from the booth and he came back into town and we did that interview where he sat right there and we could just sort of see the pain in his eyes and hear it in his voice, how he didn't really want to be done, to give it up, but he's thinking about other things in life. He's thinking about being there for his wife, for his family.
And then you could tell that he was also upset that kids moved to Maryland or whatever.
We didn't have to read between the lines, Timmy.
I know.
He came out and told us that.
No.
And then my no-good son-in-law took my daughter
took him back to Baltimore.
Grandkids away, and now I can't see him, and I can't work, and I hate my life. But
there might be something to just staying active.
I agree with that.
Even if it is working to an extent. Playing in a band, yeah, it is. I consider that work, but to William Shatner, this might be something that is just exciting him.
Well,
it's fun. I'm still alive, so I'm going to do an act like I am still alive, and I can still do new things and have new experiences.
There is a difference between this and what someone is doing to Frankie Valli.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
Pretty much have put a metal rod in his ass.
Rod Stewart
and propped him up on the stage. He's not even moving his mouth. At least put a string on him like a marionette puppet.
I still see the Instagram reels pop up. I don't even know if we're still calling them reels anymore. I still see Frankie Valli. What was he in the Four Seasons? Was that
his Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons?
It can't be the Four. I don't know if they're still calling him the Four Seasons or if it's just Frankie Valli and whoever. But
they're all dead except for him.
He can only move his arms in a certain way. He looks like a puppet out there.
But nobody's pulling the strings.
But I'm looking at it closely. I don't think he's lip syncing. He's able to like almost sing like a ventriloquist. It's really
Think he's lip syncing.
It's really quite astonishing.
I can see the mouth.
No, I mean I think he's actually singing.
He's not singing
because he's got that. It doesn't sound
that the high
good.
Notes on Sherry.
It doesn't sound like the track of Sherry, but he's still Sherry.
No, he's not. He's barely audible.
He's still doing it. He's moving around.
Teddy.
Him and Biden would be great up there together. Biden on the saxophone.
Biden look like a whippersnapper.
Just give Biden a plastic
Too
saxophone.
Hot. Too hot, Teddy.
All right. William Shatner, yes, he is still alive and kicking at 95. One guy who's not is Regis Philbin. But on Rothman and Ice, they were chatting about the game show he did. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah. That's Falata.
Yeah, so they were chatting about that. After they were done chatting about that, they had played a clip, and then Matty Ice asked a question.
I got a question I'm scared to ask, but I got to ask
it. No. How much has he spent?
Well, that's an important one, too. What's Regis up to?
No, good.
I was kind of there in my gut, but when did we lose Regis?
I'm going to say 2020.
Yeah, it was during COVID.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah.
Is it, though? He was old.
That's not so bad.
He lived a full life.
Had his time. Loved Notre Dame.
He did. He loved Notre Dame.
I was wondering if it was going to be more like who is Regis or what did he do, but I don't expect
that. I thought Cole wasn't going to know who Regis was.
Yeah, not only did Cole know, that was his voice guessing the exact year of his death.
I guarantee you.
What's it like to have a
Reimer
producer like that?
Has never heard of Regis. Reimer has never heard of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That was like the smash hit show of the
2000s. It was on last night.
It's still on. That show had to be for a few years. Like, we've broken down, like, how TV just sort of evaporated with ratings.
They brought game shows back single-handedly.
But here's the thing. No game show that kind of came after that even scratched the surface on what Who Wants to Be a Millionaire's popularity was.
No, but like, they did have some several popular ones. Like, Deal or No Deal was very popular then when it came out. What are you eyeing that for?
I mean, it's just not... It just pales in comparison to what Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was. It was crazy hot.
It was. I'm not debating that, but you did have some successful ones pop up after that, is what I'm saying.
I do think the dawn of reality TV probably came right thereafter. Because wouldn't you say Who Wants to Be a Millionaire's their run was probably like 2000, 2001-ish to 2008 or so, somewhere around that wheelhouse? And then Meredith Vieira.
She did the
syndicated ones, and it had kind of run its course by then, and you were either like a mega fan still watching it, and I think they reduced it from an hour-long show to a 30-minute show when they did that, but
There's no way Reimer has heard of that.
Who's the guy that won the $1 million? I forget his name.
Oh.
But he ran. It was the first time anybody had won the $1 million.
And he called the guy.
And he ran right through it. Didn't use any of his lifelines. He knew it all.
No, he called his friend.
I understand. I think it was his father that he called for the last question.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think I have to phone a friend. I'm going to call my father. And so you're thinking, well, he doesn't know the answer for the first time in this entire thing. But instead, he just gets on the phone with his father and says, I just want to tell you I'm about to win $1 million.
Which is amazing.
The ultimate
what a flex.
Whip your wiener out
yeah.
flex. And then he got it right, won $1 million. Big story. Teddy, what was that guy's name?
It was John Carpenter.
He made Halloween. He made those movies as well.
It's crazy. I know.
Johnny C.
Good old Johnny C.
What a dude. Just called dad to say, I know the answer.
New Michigan State coach Pat Fitzgerald said something that I appreciate. Yesterday at Big Ten Media Days. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the left lane, causing some delay on northbound 71 on the north side after Polaris Parkway. And there's a couple-minute holdup on northbound 315 from Ackerman Road to Henderson Road. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 37 days. Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, July will end on a dry note across central Ohio. Overnight tonight, clear skies down to 64. On Friday, a lot of sunshine, highs in the upper 80s. Then the moisture increases this weekend. High chance for rain Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday morning with a few thunderstorms mixed in. Highs in the upper 70s on Saturday, low 80s on Sunday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Stump Show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Just some news coming down for a former Buckeye got paid. Chris Olave with the Saints. 4 years, $132 million. $90 million is guaranteed. That is a lot of scratch.
It really is.
Now, the Saints weren't really on my radar a ton last year, but he put together another very good year. The only thing that's concerning about Chris Olave is that he's had so many head injuries so far in his young NFL career.
Yeah,
he maybe you're leery about handing out $90 million guaranteed.
I would be. Yeah, that's a lot of guaranteed money, but you need to have a top-notch wide receiver. You got
Tyler
Shuck, young quarterback that's going to need a mainstay to throw to. I mean, the last time the Saints had a mainstay wide receiver, he was unbelievable early, and he was a Buckeye, and then he just wore down and went off a cliff.
Michael Thomas. So the last two off seasons. Here's what Buckeye wide receivers have made. Terry McLaurin, your guy, 3 years, $97 million.
Really good.
With the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Wilson, 4 years, $130 million. Chris Olave, 4 years, $132 million. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 4 years, $168.6 million. If Ryan Day, and he is, by the way, okay, Trust me, Ryan Day isn't slapping those numbers down on the coffee table.
Oh, that's what...
When he's recruiting?
That's what he's doing, man.
He's doing something wrong.
I want to quiz you right now. Bear with me, because I'm pulling up some numbers right now with this Olave stuff. But this had been on my mind recently. Off the top of your head, Teddy, you too. Like, you play along. And I saw Denzel Ward just came up too this week, right? We didn't hit on that on the show, but you saw that news, right? 2 years, 62, I think for the second time in his career.
Yeah, yeah.
Denzel Ward becomes the highest paid DB in football. I'll just tell you right now, Denzel Ward already at $103.4 million in career earnings. And the total guaranteed on this deal is $52 million, so $155 million. But top five Buckeyes, just contract money alone. Top five Buckeyes, earnings, NFL history. What do you guys spitballing? What do you think you got?
Total in a career or for one contract?
Career earnings to this point. The figures I'm actually looking at now were updated just last July. But I've got I'm doing like my math on the deals that were just made. But
see, that's
some of these names haven't changed yet, though.
I'm thinking about it. Has to be someone recent, just because.
Yeah, you'd think
the money's much bigger now.
Is it one of the Bosas on there?
Both Bosas, Teddy.
Okay,
both Bosas.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm trying to think of like defensive, you know, ends or you know, like a premium position. But
care to make a claim about one of the Bosas though?
Nick,
in this discussion,
is Nick the higher one?
No.
Joey is?
Probably.
Joey's the highest paid.
How much did he make?
Okay.
Joey's the highest paid Buckeye ever in the NFL. He was at $246.5 million in career earnings as of last summer. And what did he do this past year?
He was with,
was
I think
he on a one-year deal somewhere? Bills?
Yeah. And he doesn't have a job right now.
He probably made like $15 million or so last
Nick
year.
Nick said he's probably going to retire, right?
Yeah.
And right after Joey would be a guy that always just sort of gets lost in the shuffle for what he's done. I will tell you, he's active, and he's not that far away from us here, and he got better. He just aged like a fine wine. He started making his all-pro teams, Pro Bowls, like when he turned 29 or 30, and just has kept on going.
Steelers.
Upper 30s
Cameron
now.
Hayward.
Cam Hayward. He was at $178.8 million as of last year.
Yeah.
So he's actually second right behind Joey. Then Nick Bosa was at $150 million. Then Michael Thomas was at $131
million. Michael Thomas got that big contract and then did nothing.
And then did nothing.
After the big contract.
Thank God he got that one deal, because his start was legendary. I think over the first 3 years, he had better than Jerry Rice numbers. Like, for the start of a career. Of course, Jerry Rice, you can't compare the two, but Taylor Decker was the name right behind Michael Thomas at over $125 million. Wow. Now, I will say that what we just happened, Denzel Ward is going to fly by if he gets the guaranteed money. Again, $103, $52 million guaranteed. That puts him up there, you know, right next to Nick Bosa, or past Nick Bosa and behind Cam. And then Jackson Smith and Jigba just signed the $120 million guaranteed. There are two names, though. See if you can get this one. The highest paid just Buckeye athlete from contract money only.
Mike Conley.
Yes.
good call, Teddy.
Yeah.
He's played like 20 years, or is it 18 years?
There's another basketball player,
Michael
that's
Redd?
Way up there.
Michael Redd didn't make the type of money.
I guess it's too long.
He played
ago.
For a long time.
I bet you Michael Redd made close to 100.
I'm not saying he
ends
didn't,
with,
but
this list ends with the late great Nick Mangold at $106 million. Marshawn was up there above Nick. Zeke was right there behind Decker.
Hold on, are we still in the NBA?
But basketball. You got to get this name. This guy's in the last 20 years or so.
The last 20 years?
He's kind of hasn't been a household NBA name.
D'Angelo Russell?
Made an all-star team. D'Angelo Russell. Was up over $180 million.
He hasn't played
time
for
of this
20
list last
years.
Year. No, I said, I meant in the last 20 years.
All right.
I was saying in the last 20 years.
I was confused. I'm like, how old am I?
I'm an old man. I'm confused.
But it's like the time I sat down with my grandfather towards the end of his life, and he's talking about the war. And he said, yeah, that's 40 years ago. And I said, no, Pop, that's 70 years ago. And he looked at me and said, Jesus Christ, how old am I?
Old, Grandpa. Old.
If you were telling me D'Angelo Russell's been in the NBA for 20 years.
How long do you think he has been in the NBA?
Not 20 years.
Like 13 years, maybe?
Has it been that long?
It has to be pushing close.
All right. Pat Fitzgerald. He is a new head coach over at Michigan State. Of course, former Northwestern coach, fired in shame with the hazing stuff. And some people say completely vindicated, but eh, whatever. He said, I wouldn't say I have a chip on my shoulder. I wouldn't say our program has a chip on our shoulder. I'd say we have a big bag of chips on our shoulder, and I'll leave it at that.
All that and a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm. He says, we're going to get back to playing tough, hard-nosed Spartan football. It's going to make our fan base and Spartan Nation proud. The expectations are to win the Big Ten championship, full stop. If a head coach walks up here, yes, he did.
Like he's a Western Union?
If a head coach walks up here and doesn't say that, I'd want to check their pulse. Look, I like it. I like throwing expectations out. I like Jim Tressel standing there saying, we're going to beat that team up north. I like guys holding themselves accountable. You know, you can say, well, they all want to win. Yes, they all do want to win. Sometimes these guys play it safe. You know, Matt Rhule didn't say, we're going to win the Big Ten. Matt Rhule just goes out there and says, yeah, 7-6. That's not what Nebraska expects. No, but there's a lot of gray area there, Matt.
Matt Rhule, we played this clip. We played this clip a while. I don't have it, but he said something almost to the opposite effect. Tyvus and I used to laugh at this clip. I believe Matt Rhule's words are...
You're looking at the wins and losses, but it's the process or something?
I think what he said is, this is kind of what you get when you hire me. That was that's a quote.
We don't have that?
This is kind of what you get when you hired me. It maybe wasn't like the best audio, but I'm watching the press conference and I used to cut all that stuff up for, Skip's Saturday college football show. He'd won all the Big Ten audio. And so I'd get to know those Big Ten coaches a little bit. And that was a line from Matt Rhule. He was getting the ball rolling there at Nebraska.
This is kind of what you get when you hire me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what you kind of get. Like,
there you go.
Boom.
There you go.
Did I not say a quote? It's like, yeah, I think it was to the effect of, starting hot, like in the non-conference, but then the losses start to pile up and we're figuring stuff out.
He did talk about how Nebraska's still a blue blood. Because he's what?
I mean,
that's delusional.
That's,
you're out of your mind.
What are you talking to me?
Anybody.
No, I'm like questioning his comment.
You want to hear?
I'm thinking of like the heritage for Nebraska. They're a classic program.
It's
kind of sad, if anything, that they're truly dead.
We talk about programs like USC being a sleeping giant. Even Miami went to the national championship last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think we're ever going to see
Nebraska
compete for a national championship?
Here's my thing, because when he says that now, to be able to like get that label or maintain that label, you need to have like some recent success to point to. Like Kurt Cignetti could not have come up there. That's kind of why I don't mind hearing what Pat Fitzgerald
said. What did Cignetti say at his introductory press conference? All I do is win. Google me.
He talked the game and then he backed it up, but he couldn't say anything like crazy about Indiana's football program.
Right.
That would get laughed off. Now, like he said it, and I'm glad he's saying it. We're not a hype machine. This is, we're just a great football program right now. And a lot of it's because I'm here. Like, that's why I made it so. So that's what we're doing. But it's hard to imagine that someone couldn't get that job. Because of that, like Indiana just did it. So why the hell is there not the perfect hire out there? I'm not saying they're going to make the perfect hire in the next 10 or 20 years. Ever's a long time. There's certainly no blue blood right now based on last 15, 20 years or whatever.
All right, more Too Hot with Teddy. And we have some food news coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from 161 to 71, and about a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt from Cemetery Road to West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Witz Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witz time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witz Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
It's Too Hot Thursday. We'll get back to some audio. But I got some food stuff for you. So Costco, there is an Instagram handle out there, Costco Hot Finds, where they tell you the hot finds.
I respect
at Costco.
It.
They have a new sundae at the little food bar.
Perfect.
Food court? Are we calling it a food court?
No, it's not the food court.
What do we call it?
I think it's the cafe.
Okay. Well, they have a new sundae, Vanilla Cookie Crunch Sundae.
Oh, baby.
And they say it's worth the trip to Costco alone. It features vanilla soft serve, chocolate syrup, and cookie crumbles. This treat is delicious. The cookie crumbles taste similar to Oreos. It says, even better, there are plenty of those crunchy cookie crumbles to be found at the bottom of the sundae as well. Now, they said chocolate syrup, but what does that mean? Does that mean hot fudge? Because those are two different things.
That does not mean hot fudge. No, that means like you're probably using whatever Kirkland.
That's fine. I don't care for that
chocolate syrup.
If you have hot fudge in there, that changes the game.
They're not going. They are keeping the cost low for you.
You're telling me
pass the savings on.
Hot fudge would be a deal breaker.
Probably.
This retails for.
How are you going to heat it up?
$2.99.
You'll lose electricity. This is just getting right out of the tub.
You going to heat it up? $2.99. And they say that this Instagram handle says it's fantastic.
That's a little much, I must say. I like the 99-cent frozen yogurt. That is unbelievable. And it's in a big cup, too.
I love this place. Okay? I do. I like them. I love them. I think it's some of the best frozen dessert you can have. Took my daughter to Witz on Monday. All right? I was home from work, picked her up from camp. We got ice cream, went to the park. It was a good daddy-daughter time. Got her a kid's cone.
Mm, yeah.
Kid's cone. Single scoop.
Kid's size.
Kid's size.
Yeah.
It's like $5.
Yeah. An adult size one, like a two scoop, is pushing $9.
So this is a sundae now for $2.99. It's not bad.
No, it's not.
For 2026, it's not bad.
It's bad. I'm not saying it's bad. And I do love a good treat at the Sam's Club Cafe if we had a Costco. I don't know. Like if we had a Costco right there on our block, I'm not sure which one I would choose. I might make them fight for my services.
Are you kidding? You would choose both. I'm a member at both.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, you choose both.
But it seems a little bit redundant, though. They both are doing essentially the same thing.
It seems redundant. Our entire lives are redundant.
I know. Costco's got a golf ball. Sam's has a golf ball
now. You would walk around the various stores. You'd have a little notepad with you and say, like, oh, they're selling this for this over here. And then you would go over to the next store. You go to Costco and say, oh, they're selling this. Same item.
Yeah.
Selling it for this. But who are you kidding? You'd be going to both stores every day.
And I bet you they would price match. I don't know if it's publicized, but I would guarantee you that if Costco was undercutting a Sam's Club price, they would at least match that. You just like, you remember your grandpa would ever like go to the store and have like the ad there? You go to the front of the Jewel Osco and be like, look right there. Smedman's is saying the eggs are $1.50.
Smedman's.
Yeah. They're only $1.50 right now. Good, so what do you think about Smedman's. That, Jewel? So they would maybe cut the price down. But I did see another item that was getting some
some pub from Costco. I haven't seen this, but apparently it's like a hat cleaner. You seen this?
No.
It's like a perfect way to clean a ball cap. You know, new era hats are a huge thing. People like to keep everything clean. Like if they had this kind of product for a shoe, that would
they have
clean
products
a
for
shoe
shoes.
Like that. You love your shoes to be clean.
However,
you buy extra pairs.
All of these cleaning products that I've tried, and I've fallen for the Instagram ads, and I've put stuff in the laundry machine, they will get the stains out of anything that's not like mesh, that mesh netting material.
It's tough.
I wear those types of shoes.
Because they're breathable.
Running shoes, breathable shoes. When those things get dirt on them, it's almost impossible to get it out of the mesh.
Do you wear those when it's raining, though? Because
yeah.
I find the mesh shoe is just so awful.
Well, if I'm
especially if you have to take a walk through any kind of grass, like the
if I'm spending time
them.
In the rain, then no, I won't wear that.
You'll be a fool in the rain.
Typically, just go from the car to wherever the hell I'm going.
I find the shoe that I've started to wear, and I've bought a second pair of them now. It's not even one of the more expensive Adidas shoes. It's like the classic look of a superstar. You know the shoe. Like,
yeah, I know.
Straight up basic, like OG Adidas. Teddy's actually got the same pair. They're called the Grand Courts.
Nice.
So they're not mesh at all. And they don't look like they would be the most comfortable shoe, but they are. They're just soft and comfortable. And that's a good shoe
for
just any kind of precipitation. No, I was wondering if that was something that
I know
that you would get, because I would try something that out. I saw it on the Costco.
Is it
thing.
An apparatus that you put the hat into?
Yeah, it's got like a little plastic dome on it. It looks like a cool contraption. Like you plug it in, put the hat
you
in
plug
there.
Plug it in.
You plug it in, and it's got all the steam that you know does its thing. And there's probably a detergent or an aerosol spray type of thing. And they do the example of it. They put a dirty hat in there. It's a black hat. They bring it out, and then it's just crisp, vibrant color.
What
again.
Are they selling that for?
I think it's like $35.
You know what? Sadly, it's cheaper than a New Era hat.
Oh, my God.
The new Era hats are like $46.
46?
For a
fitted
hat?
Try getting one at the park. You might be at $55.60.
It's ridiculous.
At the park. I have a food thing, Teddy, before we kick it back to you. This article was just designed to piss me off. It was an ice cream ranking. And by the way, Burger King has their plants there again, because Burger King apparently is the second best ice cream in the biz in the fast food game.
Yeah, I guess
behind Sonic.
I've been sleeping on that.
I didn't know they even served ice cream. They're the second best. Then it's Wendy's. They throw the Frosty there. Chick-fil-A 4, Dairy Queen 5.
How do you put Dairy Queen 5?
Queen's on the list, and they're behind, three spots
That's
behind
ridiculous.
Burger King.
For variety alone, you cannot put Dairy Queen 5. That's ridiculous.
And then this is Jailbird, even before Friday, for even writing this headline. Is Dairy Queen ice cream? Real ice cream?
No.
No.
And can I tell you something?
I think I've always known that.
Most of it's not. If you go to the grocery store and look at what the tub of Breyers says, it probably says frozen dessert.
It does. Some of them might be ice cream.
But here's my question, frozen dairy dessert,
and it doesn't matter.
Who cares? What's the difference? Yes, I know there's a fat content minimum, I guess, that has to be an ice cream. So what you're saying is
it's got to be 10% milk
right.
fat. Okay,
Dairy
thank
Queen.
You. We're
not,
below that.
Not fatty enough.
Good.
And then the next article is, why are we so fat?
You
What's
know what?
Wrong with us?
McDonald's ice cream, not real ice cream.
Oh.
But you know what? I think a McFlurry is pretty damn delicious. Don't you?
Too hot. All right, Teddy. Give me another one.
All right. On T-Bone and Tyvus, they were trying to, you know, most people say, hey, you know, dieting and exercise go together, right? That's
yeah.
what you should do. Well, they were trying to say, hey, maybe you can not do all the dieting, but still lose the weight. So let's give a listen here.
But what I've always heard is that, like, from the fitness influencer community is, like, you can put on all the muscle you want, but, like, it's your diet. Like, why do the bodybuilders, when they go to the Arnold, they're like, oh, I have only eaten, like, two grains of rice and, like, an ounce of chicken for the last 8 months. That's all I've been eating.
I finally
got my veins popping.
You know the phrase that they say, you can't out-train a bad diet?
Right.
I'm trying to prove it wrong.
Oh, I
for you. I'm rooting for you, Tyvus.
You're an innovator.
I'm gonna miss
you're
you
an innovator, Tyvus. That's good. Hey, by the way, ditto. And you can just see how my results have been. I've
harder.
Really been working to
just,
try to
just
out-train.
Just work harder. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, work harder. That's fine.
You
maybe
drink a milkshake, you, that means you got to go to work out twice that day.
That's, see, that's exactly right. Sounds good to me. I totally agree with that.
God bless you. I hope he proves science wrong.
That's what Tyvus is always here to do,
I
right?
I'll be a convert to the Church of Tyvus.
Hey, the same way that he proved he was going to beat whatever Fats Ferrigno on his
Fats Ferrigno
Badlands, Billy Badlands on the lemonade drinking. Remember that? Said he could just pound a gallon of lemonade in 18 seconds.
What do you finish, a Dixie cup?
I'm telling you, when he was done, and he spilled half of it on his shirt and onto the ground, and when he was done, he hadn't even had himself a pint glass of lemonade. I mean, he literally could have been sitting in a rocking chair on a front porch and had more lemonade than what he drank in the contest. Good job, Tyvus.
I sort of have Tyvus and my 9-year-old are kind of the same, except Tyvus is a grown-ass man in charge of little children. Which is scary, where I watch American Ninja Warrior with my daughter, and I have no problem with her wanting to try stuff, and, Daddy, I want to train, and maybe one day I can...
Do some Ninja Warrior?
Do some of that,
so
right?
She's really getting into that. She wants to do it, maybe.
In her mind.
Okay.
She's also not athletic at all, very clumsy, and, you know, if she wants to try, she can try, but, you know, I kind of have an idea
yeah.
of how that's going to go.
Yeah.
But sometimes we watch the show, and she'll watch somebody do something, and she'll just blurt out, "That's easy. I can do that." And oh. I say to her, "No, you can't.
No, it's not."
And sometimes her mother gives me a look, and I said, no. It's not that you couldn't do that if you worked really hard at it. Perhaps you could. But I'm not going to have you sitting here saying, "That looks easy. Now I can do that." When you walk up a flight of steps and you tell me how your legs hurt.
I don't.
She takes tennis lessons for 20 minutes and she comes in like she ran the Boston Marathon. Yeah, okay. And you can go out and you can do backflips on the ring toss, I guess.
I'm with you. I don't know why it has to be misconstrued that we're trying to put them down or whatever.
I'm not trying to put them down. I'm trying to tell them work hard and then talk about it.
You're trying to teach them some respect for people.
These people dedicate their entire lives to this. They build obstacle courses in their backyard. They've dislocated joints and broken bones and try and do all this stuff.
Don't laugh that off.
I can do that. That's pretty easy.
No, it's not.
And you get the look?
Yeah.
Why you gotta ruin her dreams like that?
I'm not ruining her dreams. I'm saying she actually has to work for something. That's what I'm saying. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup due to a crash on northbound 71 on the north side after Polaris Parkway. Police are on scene there, adding to the holdup. And there's a 15-minute delay on southbound 315 going from Lane Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
With Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at the Ohio State Golf Club to preview the upcoming seasons with men's coach Jay Mosley and women's coach Lisa Strom.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Thursday to you.
Well, today is too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
Teddy has some audio for us. You have some more, Teddy?
Yeah, I can play some more here for you.
Don't sound too excited about it. Yeah, I guess
I put a little pizzazz into that,
yeah,
Teddy.
On,
razzle dazzle.
Yeah, razzle dazzle.
All right. Here's Rothman and Ice. Matty Ice, he was chatting about how he's really excited. Football season. He believes it's the season's underway. And then he had a little slip up on a phrase here or a drink.
Did he use a slur? Slip up.
Here's a slur. No slurs. Okay. A little slip up of an alcoholic drink that he was trying to come up with.
I understand. You want to kick the can down the road just a little bit. In my mind,
let it breathe.
Football season started today.
It's like, fine, you took the cork out of the wine. Let it breathe a little bit. Hey. Don't just guzzle the bottle.
A dry red?
You're in late July.
White wine type of guy? What do you like over there? You guys, nice little dinner at
I
the
don't
crib.
I really do wine, but okay. When I do,
I drink Dosakis.
Dosakis. A sake bomb? Maybe you just created something. Dosakis and sake.
Isn't that what our guy says in the Dosakis?
It's Dosakis, and yes, he does say that. That's what I'm saying. You may have just invented a drink.
Sake's
another Dosakis and a sake bomb, and we're ready to go. Maddie's going to be at the hibachi place asking for Dosakis.
Extra yum yum sauce, please.
Man, I'd pay money to see Maddie walk in there, ask for some Dosakis with some extra yum-yum sauce.
Dosakis.
They usher him right in the back room.
Yes, sir.
Chicken teriyaki, boy.
Right this way.
Oh, my God.
It's also a beer. Didn't even...
The Dos Equis is a beer, what he was thinking of.
He's thinking of a beer, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not even talking about wine.
Yeah. Sake is just a rice-based liquor that is popular in Japan. I like sake. Have you had it?
It's I'm good, not a good. I'm not a big fan.
Liquor.
How's it going, Mike?
We've all pretty good. Back to you.
Doug Pfister?
Charlie Furbush.
Charlie Furbush.
Furbush v. Pfister. That was my favorite pitching line of all time.
A real pitching matchup.
Yeah.
And you look at those lines on the Furbush ESPN thing, you're doing a SportsCenter update. Imagine
Pfister.
Saying that.
I don't know how to respond to that.
No. You know how you respond to that?
And how you doing, little partner?
Oh. Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Did you hear my Wolfgang, Walker told me I had AIDS from last week?
Uh-uh.
I mean, I sang it myself.
I heard Jack. I heard Jack doing Live.
Jack did Live.
I heard about this.
Did you hear? You weren't here.
I was gone Friday, but it got back to me that you did some of your impersonations. You were singing.
Well, I mean, I thought that people would like to hear my impersonation of Wolfgang. They seem to enjoy it.
Dear God.
Hello, Timmy. How are you?
Is this in sort of like
Beamer's
a prodigy
here.
Style? Like, what is it?
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Adawayoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS. Da! Walker told me I have AIDS. Da! Walker told me I have AIDS.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Come on, baby! The Dankeschön.
You'll know you like it.
Sounds like the vampire rave scene in Wesley Snipes' Blade.
Blade.
Is what I envisioned playing right there.
I enjoy Blade. And then Wesley Snipes didn't pay his taxes from Blade and had some problems.
Snipes was a anti-tax guy,
too? Oh, yes. I think he went to jail, Timmy.
So, Phil Mickelson, big Wesley Snipes fan, not paying the taxes or thinks you're getting screwed on them.
Wesley
Phil don't like you, the tax.
Also sent Taylor Gooch's wife a picture of his wiener.
It wasn't Taylor Gooch.
Who was it?
Pat Perez.
Pat Perez.
Yeah.
What a poll. Taylor Gooch, though.
But what body part would he have shown?
His gooch. You got to send Gooch the gooch. Beamer, what's coming up on
the
Buckeye Show tonight?
Baby.
guys coming up. Two full hours. Austin Ward is back from Media Days. We'll pick his brain. Also, Chris Olave signing a contract extension for the Saints. Reimer and I were doing some crack shot journalism trying to find out which Buckeye receiver who has got a contract extension in the last few years has played for the most quarterbacks. And the list is astonishing.
NFL Buckeye wide receivers.
Yeah. Who's had the most starting quarterbacks for guys who've been extended?
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I've got my idea on the answer. I can't wait to listen to that to see it uncovered.
It's your guy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I was going to.
And I bet you couldn't name all the quarterbacks he's played for.
I couldn't. There's no way that I could. So I saw this repurposed by 11 Warriors that it was pointed out. So we got the Freedom of Information Act. So as soon as Ohio State had announced that partnership with Chase, the jersey sponsorship, everybody wanted to know, like, what's the deal with it? You know, how many, what's the financials?
It initially was reported $15 million a year, and then was it?
It kind of kicked up to $17
million. Right, someone came up with $17.
Said $17. Who knows what that final number is? So within minutes of filing a request, a reporter got hit back with a comment. Says, "Hi, Amanda. The agreement is between Chase Bank and Learfield. Therefore, Ohio State has no responsive records to your request. All the best."
Man, they're really doing that now.
It was take a hike. Not telling you.
How much money did you get this year from the Big Ten? Well, I can't tell you. It's through Learfield.
Big Ten's a private company.
It will be.
I think it is.
Do they officially make it a private company?
I don't know if it's private equity, but the Big Ten is a private organization.
Yeah, not private equity yet. And the NFL is a non-profit.
Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and West Broad Street, and just a couple-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.